this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump agenda takes another step forward. House Republicans passing a massive budget bill. It includes $4.5 trillion in tax relief and a couple of trillion in spending cuts.
The legislation was approved in a 217-215 vote. It capped a wild evening in the House chamber that saw Republican leaders hold open an unrelated vote for more than an hour to buy time to win over holdouts, announced they were canceling a vote on the legislation, and reversed course just 10 minutes later. The tally also marked a dramatic turnaround for Speaker Mike Johnson and House GOP leaders, who hours earlier were facing opposition to the measure from four deficit hawks, skepticism among some other hardliners, and apprehension from moderates concerned about potential slashes to social safety net measures. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Every Democrat, joined by lone Republican Thomas Massie, voted no on the bill, which raises the debt ceiling by $4 trillion and will now have to go through the congressional committee process before being reconciled with Senate legislation. The United States and Ukraine reportedly have come to terms on an economic deal allowing the U.S. to mine Ukraine's vast store of rare earth minerals. President Trump says it also allows American taxpayers to recoup what they've spent on Ukraine in recent years.
Biden was throwing money around like it's cotton candy, and it's a very big deal. It could be a $1 trillion deal. It could be whatever.
Ukrainian President Zelensky expected to visit Washington on Friday to sign the agreement. Near miss on a runway at Chicago's Midway Airport. Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight attempting to land had to climb back into the sky to avoid a small business aircraft crossing the runway. The Southwest jet was able to land and no one was hurt. Pope Francis said to be resting in a Rome hospital after a peaceful night's sleep. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 117. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Good Wednesday morning, hump day. It is 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
Morning. We have a delay on the Beltway on the Parkville side. It was a tractor trailer on fire overnight in the last 2 hours. Outer loop between Perrin Parkway and Lock Raven Boulevard. And right now they're in the process of not only continuing to put it out, but also clear it from the right shoulder. So right now, looking at the camera at Perrin, which is right here at the bridge, it's slowing, stopped for the most part. The outer loop is still going to be slow. We need to get the camera back over to the scene so we can see exactly what they're doing. So hopefully Chart will help us out for that. Not yet backed up to Harford Road. Pretty close. Eastern Shore, Talbot County, big wreck westbound on Route 50 near the Easton Bypass. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our weather is mild, 10 to 15 degrees warmer than what you typically would see in late February. 62 the high today. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 64. Friday, sunny and cooler, 53 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, we are above freezing in most locations. Pikesville right now has 35 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 44. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It is 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates has withdrawn the motion to vacate the conviction of Adnan Saeed in the 1999 murder of his ex-girlfriend, Haymin Lee. In a statement, Bates says that after the thorough review his department went through by the previous administration, his office has determined that it contains false and misleading statements that undermine the integrity of the judicial process. A new poll from the UMBC Institute of Politics finds that Governor Wes Moore's approval rating is down slightly. According to the poll that was conducted in mid-February, 52% of Marylanders approve of the governor's job performance. That's down from 54% on a similar poll from September. Former Baltimore City Council President Nick Mosby is poised to become a member of the Maryland State Lottery and Gaming Control Commission. Governor Wes Moore appointed Mosby to the commission that oversees lottery, casino, and sports wagering operations, regulations, and contracts. Mosby will be one of seven members of the board who serve five-year terms. And Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 23 other attorneys general in asking the U.S. Supreme Court to act to protect a key provision of the Affordable Care Act. The coalition has filed an amicus brief calling for guaranteed access to critical preventive care for millions of Americans. It's a 6:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Pick 3 was 727. Pick 4, 3461. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Vinny, while most agents make big promises, you're famous for your written guarantees.
That's right, Sean. Our name is our promise. While other agents will promise you an unrealistic price just to get your business, we'll provide an upfront written guarantee that if we can't sell your home for your asking price, we'll pay you the difference. Try getting that from someone who's promising you the moon and the stars just to get you to sign up with them.
So instead of just going with the agent that promises the highest price, go with the agent that guarantees your price upfront and in writing.
That's right. And if we fail in getting your price, we pay you the difference. Not lip service, but second mile service.
Makes sense. Sell your home with confidence and for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call or text Vinny today at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com for your written guarantee and start packing.
News was brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Ravens GM Eric DaCosta and head coach John Harbaugh did indeed meet the media yesterday at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis and spoke publicly for the first time on the Justin Tucker situation. First, let's hear from DaCosta acknowledging the severity of the situation.
The allegations are serious and concerning. The amount of allegations are serious and concerning. I think we're fortunate that the league is doing an investigation. We'll wait as patiently as we can for as much information as we can, and we'll make our decisions based on that.
Harbaugh. After that, Harbaugh also emphasizing the NFL's involvement.
The NFL's looking into it. They're going to come up, they're going to review it, they're going to try to gather all the facts, and hopefully we'll have an understanding of it at that time. And then once there's an understanding of it, then you have a chance to, make some decisions and determinations and things like that, and that's where we're at right now.
Much more from Indianapolis throughout the morning on this and other Ravens news. Of course, it's the NFL Scouting Combine. It'll be starting tomorrow. O's were back in action yesterday in Sarasota, using the long ball to defeat the Tigers. 8-7 was the final. Heston Kerstad made his case with a two-run opposite field shot in the second, and former first-round draft choice Enrique Bradfield showed off the bulk that he picked up in the offseason, drilling a two-run shot in a four-run eighth inning. Birds used eight pitchers yesterday. Dean Kramer got cuffed around a little bit. Five base runners, two runs allowed in two innings pitched. Coming up at 6:35, more from the Ravens as they clarify their zero-tolerance policy. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, February 26, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, I take a governor has appointed a Mosby to the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Commission in spite of his financial history and troubles. Tulsi Gabbard versus the intelligence community. And our top story here today, by a vote of 217 to 215, the House has passed Trump's one big, beautiful bill.
And that one big, beautiful bill will include securing the border, restoring America's energy dominance, dismantling the deep state, growing our economy, and ensuring we don't have the largest tax increase in U.S. history, as was just recounted here, and a return to peace through strength. We do not have time to waste.
Congressman Thomas Massie was the only no vote on the Republican side. All the Democrats voted against, as you might imagine. And, you know, you get into the details here in this one big, beautiful bill. And this is really a budget framework because the Senate's already passed their bill. So now they're going to have to, once again, that was Plan B, just in case the House didn't have the votes. It was razor thin over in the House. And so didn't think vote. Maybe Speaker Johnson, but look, there were a lot of phone calls being made by the president yesterday. A lot. So he really, there was like Tim Burchett and Victoria Spartz were uncommitted, so they had to be convinced. So what's in this bill? I have not read the bill yet, so I'm only reading a summary of what's in the bill here. And one of the reasons why Massey voted against it is it would add $300 billion to the deficit this year. It is now hope that the DOGE commission or the Department of Government Efficiency is going to find enough savings to offset that $300 billion, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know yet. So that's the reason why Massey voted against it. But here's what we know is pretty much in the bill. We're looking at this is a massive reconciliation package that has $300 billion in new spending over the next decade. That's for border security, immigration enforcement, and national defense. They're going to find at least $1.5 trillion in spending cuts. And they're going to raise the debt limit by $4 trillion so that they've got some wiggle room. They're also calling for sweeping tax cuts with a maximum net cost of $4.5 trillion, although the ceiling would be lowered if Republicans don't get the $2 trillion in spending cuts that they are shooting for. So this is a resolution. It's a budget framework. These are the goals. So there's a lot of work, a lot of heavy lifting that still has to be done, both in the Senate and the House. We'll get into the Ides of March, what may be coming next there in just a second.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long with our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Beltway delays. Northeast side had a tractor trailer on fire overnight just after Paring Parkway and before you start down the hill towards Lock Raven Boulevard. Looking at it live, it looks like they're still affecting traffic on the right side of the roadway. So the problem is right now that delay is starting to work its way back into the area towards Harford Road. Just changing the camera. Yeah, now we're backed up to Harford Road and backing up towards the ramp at White Marsh Boulevard. So it's become this point in the rush hour. Now we need to think about Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, or Putty Hill instead of the Beltway till they get this thing completely cleared, because it's not going to get any better. All three of those will take you westbound around that scene and over towards Towson. You can come back onto the Beltway at several locations. Bad wreck on the Eastern Shore this morning, westbound Route 50 at the Easton Bypass, and I just looked at that. Now, all the westbound lanes are still blocked, and there's a local detour underway there. Already, they're setting up the construction area, I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, going to be a sunny day today, mild and 62. Tomorrow, some scattered showers possible, 64.
Wow.
And then sunny, we cool down on Friday, 53 a bit. So enjoy it while it lasts. Right now, 37 in clear in Columbia. It's 38 in the city. Time for some one-liner news. New study out claims that if you want better mental health, longer attention span, and overall sense of increased well-being, don't look at your phone for 2 weeks. Your smartphone,
really?
Your cell phone. Yeah.
Hmm.
So what are people going to do while they're driving?
Right, exactly.
I tell you, I was on 95 today going down to D.C., and like every other car, somebody was driving at 65 miles an hour reading their phones. Several people were texting. Crazy. There's a petition circulating in Canada that is seeking to yank Elon Musk's Canadian citizenship. Before they're going to be fair, before they pull it, they're asking Elon to name at least 5 hockey games he watched last week.
Yes.
See if he truly is Canadian.
Five bullet points,
right.
Yes.
Colombian man was arrested at the airport in Cartagena with $10,000 worth of cocaine stuffed inside his wig. No, it was not Hunter Biden. I know what you're thinking. It's a cokehead, that's for sure. NBC and Macy's signed a 10-year deal to continue broadcasting the Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City.
Oh, that's nice.
This year, however, the first Joy Reid balloon will be spotted.
That's good to know she's employed.
She's obviously spewed a lot of hot air over the years. Why not?
Yeah.
Tesla stock continues to take a beating on Wall Street. Tuesday, it fell almost 9%. So if you're a government employee who answered Elon's email about what you did last week, one of your answers was, I went shopping for a Tesla, you get to keep your job. Yeah, it's amazing watching the lefties who bought Teslas because they were electric vehicles, thinking they were, oh, this is pro-environment, this is, we're going to stop climate change, and all of a sudden they're selling them or turning them back.
Sheryl Crow gave hers away.
Yeah, she already paid the money.
Yeah.
Elon already got his money from it.
She donated hers for PBS or something, I think.
Yeah. There's a lot of those sitting around.
Which is fine. I mean, I think that's a great idea. You can have all the rich liberals fund what the TV that they like to watch. That's fine.
Yeah, just get the tax dollars out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the best part of it. So there you have it. By the way, Secret Service agent Clint Hill, best known for his actions during Kennedy's assassination while driving through Dealey Plaza in Dallas, passed away Friday in California, at the age of 93. Side note, he was a college classmate of my dad.
Oh, really?
They went to Villanova University. Yeah. Dad went on to become a lawyer and then a judge for the federal government, and Clint went into the Secret Service. So he took that to his grave, thinking it was his fault that day.
Yeah.
He really struggled with that, as you might imagine. Never blamed himself, never really got over it.
Mm-hmm.
Had some health problems over the years, but he was a great American. Clint Hill has passed the age of 93.
A lot of things done wrong that day.
Yeah, the other worm, we'll get into that here a little bit later on, what's going on now with A.G. Bondi and Congresswoman Anna Paula Luna, and we're going to get into that. And there's some accusations, and for once, Anna Paulina Luna and Ilhan Omar are on the same page.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're accusing Pam Bondi of blocking the release of the JFK files on the Epstein list for some strange reason. We don't know. The president's already declassified it, but why is it being held up? That's the question. Is there some name in there that Bondi does not want to be made public? We don't know.
Could it be Donald Trump?
I'm not suggesting. I have no idea.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, I have no idea whose name
that would be. Wild if that was the case.
Yeah, we're speculating at this point. Well, Trump, if it is Trump, he knew. If his name was in there, he would know. That's for sure. Speaking of Trump, hey, Trump impersonator. I don't know if you've seen this video yet. It is a classic. Trump impersonator confronts Alec Baldwin. This is just hilarious stuff. Let's listen as hilarity ensued.
Alec, it's your favorite president. Look, Alec, I will offer you a total pardon, because I want to be friends, right? I want to be friends. I will give you a total pardon for murdering that woman if you kiss the ring. Kiss the ring, Alec. Kiss the big, beautiful ring. Come on, Alec. Come on. Look at Alec Baldwin, right? He did that impersonation of me. It was not too hot, not too good. But look, we're back in office. You lost. Kamala lost. She's somewhere getting intoxicated. Well, Alec, if you don't want that pardon for murdering that woman in cold blood, you can call it first degree, you can call it whatever you want, but it was not good. She's looking down on me right now, smiling, happy. Thank you for confronting the man who took me out, who killed me. And that's okay.
Now, let me ask a question.
Sure.
No, you realize, but no, look at me. I want you to
yeah,
look at me.
Sure, sure.
You got a camera on me here?
The ring. No, it's the ring.
But you realize, my kids live in this building, right? But I want you to know something.
We love the children. We're doing great deals for the children.
Okay.
Okay.
If this camera was here, I'd snap your f***ing head and break your about it, so you know that, don't you?
Okay. All right, Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen, class act. Believe me. Believe me.
I want you to get out of here.
Okay.
No, I want you to get out of here.
Oh, he's yelling at me. I'm a citizen of this country. I was born and raised in New York City. I love you, Alec. Alec, look, you don't want to attack your favorite president, Alec. Look, I love you. I love you, Alec. He's got more balls than De Niro, that I can tell you. De Niro ran away. Alec confronted. That's good. He's strong, but also he's weak because he murdered a woman. So that's okay, right?
Pretty good impression. Alec Baldwin, he's got anger issues, man.
He just, yeah.
He does. Yeah, he does. And he just is, it was cool at first, and then he just snapped.
Yeah.
And just went after the guy. So, crazy. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. By the way, we got a four-pack of tickets to the Maryland Home Garden and Craft Show. It's happening this weekend and next week at the Timonium Fairgrounds. All you have to do is first caller. Caller number one at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you'll pick up a four-pack of tickets to go see the Maryland Spring Home, Garden, and Craft Show this weekend and next at the Timonium State Fairgrounds.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air, March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
From time to time, you'll hear various contests on Talk Radio 680.
Oh, goody!
Here are the generic rules for all WCBM contests. You must be 21 years of age or older to enter.
What?
There is no purchase necessary.
Oh, yeah!
You'll find a complete and more specified set of contest rules on our website, WCBM.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Thanks for playing. And thank you, Baltimore, for listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Coming up during the course of this hour, Governor Moore appoints Nick Mosby to be hanging around money. This is a good idea. We'll talk about that later on. And the long knives are out for Tulsi.
As we talk about the one big beautiful bill here, another sticking point for some Republicans was proposed cuts to Medicaid. The plan instructs House Energy and Commerce Committee, which oversees that program, to find at least $880 billion in savings for Medicaid. So this blueprint would not actually cut it, but would reform Medicaid, from what we're being told here. House Democrats are trying to position this as, oh, the Republicans are cutting Medicaid, and they're cutting children. A couple of the, points here, and we'll discuss these in greater detail in a second. One is, how many illegal aliens are right now receiving Medicaid benefits?
Yeah.
Okay, and the president signed an executive order
saying zero.
Zero. So I'm wondering how much of the $880 billion are going to illegal aliens. Then we'll get into people that are double dipping right now with their insurance when it comes to children. That coming up next here in just a second.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man, the only thing he double dips is the chip into the salsa. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
It's like putting your whole mouth in the bowl.
Yeah, one can do that, I suppose.
Suppose. Okay. The liquefier just clear. All gone now. Gonna be a little while for the backup is gone, but all the lanes are open again now. On the outer loop, just west of Perrin Parkway, was pretty much shut down for the last couple of hours or so. Just in the last couple of minutes, they've removed the last part of that, and we're on the move. So hopefully that's going to clear out, give us a little break between Hartford Road and Towson on the Beltway. Big wreck, Eastern Shore, Talbot County, westbound Route 50, still affected at the Easton Bypass with road blockage there. You'll start to see some brake lights, and we're getting busy southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast in just a moment. Our winner today, Michael Thomas. Michael picks up the four-pack of tickets to go to the Maryland Home Spring Home Garden and Craft Show coming up at the Maryland State Fairgrounds this weekend and next weekend as well. So way to go, Michael. Your chance to win more tickets coming up later on in the show today. Right now, it's going to be a sunny start today, mild and 62. It's 38 right now in Annapolis and 37 in Bel Air. So there was a lot Because this thing went right up to the gavel. I mean, at one point, I think they were getting ready to close down the vote.
Yeah, they did.
They did close down the vote, and then they reopened the vote when they found out they had the votes to pass. Because it was you're dealing with razor thin margins here, and it's one of the reasons why it's going to be. That's why I think they won the one big beautiful bill to get it all done at once. Now you got the two package bill over in the Senate. That's the and they're going to try to use reconciliation to get all of this done so the it can be filibuster proof.
Yeah, at one point Johnson said we're not going to vote on it tonight, we're going to postpone the vote, and then 10 minutes later he said vote's on. So sometime in that 10 minutes a phone call was made by somebody to somebody and to convince the extra vote. I mean, that's a one vote margin. If it's 217-215, was Vance in town? Would he be able to break the tie? I mean, I don't even know if he was in town and able to. It would have been a tie.
Yeah, he was in town.
Right.
Yeah. So, but you would again. That would be in the Senate, but this was a House vote. So,
of course, I'm sorry.
He wouldn't apply there, but he was in town. The other issue is that when you look at it, this Medicaid thing has to be reformed. They're going to have to do whatever they can on Social Security and Medicare, although that's not covered in this particular bill. So Massey votes no because he doesn't like the $300 billion that's going to be added to the deficit this year. And I get that. I understand that. As being as a fiscal conservative, I'm not happy that we're not, that we should have a balanced budget. I think the big thing we have to worry about is coming in the Ides of March. March 14th is when the government is due to shut down because of the last, remember, continuing resolution that was done in December. Keeping the government open until March 14th. Well, if they do one big CR again, all the stuff that Biden loaded up in that CR and Democrats loaded in that CR to get, you know, through, and then Speaker Johnson was part of that, you know, that CR as well. Yep. That's all going to be funded. And all these DOGE cuts and all the savings that they're talking about is going to be a non-factor. It'll be a non-starter. So this is Marjorie Taylor Greene was warning about this yesterday on X, saying that beware the Ides of March because, you know, this might be one big beautiful bill and they might get something really nice started here. But if they do a CR again in this coming March, Trump's hands are tied. There's not much that he can do. So that's why they're saying Speaker Johnson ought to get working now on the single subject bills, all 12 of the appropriations bills. So between get this big, beautiful bill, get it over in the Senate, do a conference committee, get that whole thing done, vote on it, and make sure that gets passed, is out of the way, and then you can start tackling the single subject bills because you're going to need to do that.
Yeah. Look, it's going to be the next 2 years going to be interesting, and everything, of course, has to happen within the next 2 years, and preferably for things like the tax bill. It should be happening right now so that people will be feeling that tax relief in the off-year elections. If that bill waits too long or gets tied up in some fashion, then it could be a spotty midterm for the Republicans.
Well, one of the things that they're talking about in this bill, and one of the reasons why they're put $4.5 trillion in tax cuts in this thing, is they're relying on a couple things. One, they're relying on the economic growth that's going to come from regulatory reform, from the tax cuts itself, from the tariffs that Trump is now imposing on the reciprocal tariffs coming in. They're now selling, we'll get to this a little bit later on the MAGA update, something called the gold card on immigration. And so they're hoping that, and then they're going to have to cut some of these other spending cuts and reform Medicaid and these some of the DOGE stuff as well. So it's a moving target, folks. It's not going to be easy, and let's hope this thing gets done in time to at least protect the House in 26. Rescue Natural Supplements are reminding us that this is American Heart Month during the month of February, and especially take care of your heart with omega-3s. These are the essential fatty acids we don't get enough of in our diet. Yeah, the Eskimos do, but you know, we don't. We don't need enough fish, and make sure those omega-3s are in our system. So that can reduce inflammation. It can take out the triglycerides in your blood. It can also help reduce the bad cholesterol, the LDL, if you will. That's the stuff that sticks to the inside of your arteries and then can calcify and harden, causing atherosclerosis, etc. Omega-3s right now, you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code OMEGA50, your choice, at 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can order online at res-q.com. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Sighev of 410-944-3100 or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates has withdrawn the motion to vacate the conviction of Adnan Syed in the 1999 murder of his ex-girlfriend, Haemin Lee. In a statement, Bates says after a thorough review of the motion filed by the previous administration, his office has determined that it contains false and misleading statements that undermine the integrity of the judicial process. Bates says he did not make the decision lightly, but it was necessary to preserve the credibility of the office and maintain public trust in the justice system. He says his office will continue to support a motion to resentence Saeed under the Juvenile Restoration Act. New poll from the UMBC Institute of Politics finds that Governor Westmore's approval rating, it's down. According to the poll that was conducted mid-February, 52% of Marylanders approve of the governor's job performance. That's down from 54% in a similar poll in September. 40% disapprove of the governor. 7% say they don't know. A former Baltimore City Council President Nick Mosby poised to become a member of the Maryland State Lottery and Gaming Control Commission. Governor Westmore appointed Mosby to the commission that oversees lottery, casino, and sports wagering operations, regulations, and contracts. Mosby will be one of seven members on the board who serve five-year terms. Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 23 other attorneys general in asking the U.S. Supreme Court to act to protect a key provision of the Affordable Care Act. The coalition has filed an amicus brief calling for guaranteed access to critical preventive care for millions of Americans. Coming up on 6:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sighev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
6:33 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick three, lottery number 727. Your pick 43461. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on I-95 in the city. It is southbound before you get to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's at the O'Donnell Street ramp, which is the 57-mile marker. Tractor trailer, another vehicle involved, kind of on the right side, crowding the right lane. And, of course, they're looking at it. So already 95 is backed up before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. That's working its way back towards Moravia Road. The word gets out that 95 is having a problem, and now 895, the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, is going to start to back up from Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway. So early problems and already some big delays going into both the Harbor Tunnels. Keep in mind, we had the truck fire early this morning, outer loop of the Beltway after pairing. It's gone. There's still some slowing already there around Harford Road. The west side outer loop delays are building south of 795, and we're going to be a little busy for the traffic going up through the construction area 95 north in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our weather is mild, 10 to 15 degrees warmer than what you typically would see in late February. 62 the high today. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 64. Friday, sunny and cooler, 53 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, more on the Ravens' first public comments about Justin Tucker yesterday at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. GM Eric DaCosta on when he became aware of the impending story.
Right, so we were aware that a local media outlet was getting prepared to do a story on Justin Tucker, and that was the first time that we became aware of those allegations or the potential allegations that might result.
Head coach John Harbaugh picks the story up from there.
I learned after Eric told me, I think right before it came out, maybe the banner had called Eric and told him that there was something coming out. We didn't know anything about what it was going to be, so I knew what it was when I read it. And then, a week and a half, 2 weeks after that, I gave Justin a call on a Sunday morning, and we had a conversation about it and talked about it.
Again, these are the first public comments that the Ravens are making about the Justin Tucker situation. Coming into question now is the Ravens' zero-tolerance policy, which was basically enforced with Ray Rice back in 2014. Here's DaCosta.
I think the biggest thing that we have to do, first of all, is look at every single case differently. There are no absolutes. And I think in this case, we're still awaiting as much information as possible. Again, we're fortunate that the league has come down to Baltimore. I met with the league. I believe the league is meeting with other people in Baltimore as well. We'll wait for the details of that investigation, and we'll make a decision based on that.
No word on the progress of the NFL's investigation or when it will conclude. Birds back in action yesterday, using a four-run eighth to beat the Tigers 8-7 was the final. It was two-run shots from Heston Kerstad in the second inning and Enrique Bradfield in the eighth. Today, it's the highly anticipated debut of free agent pitcher Tomoyuki Sugano. The 35-year-old from Japan will face the Pirates today at 1:05. Pitching coach Drew French very impressed with his bullpen session.
It's everything that was advertised when we, started vetting him in free agency, and that's what our scouts said, and our org loves. We think it, at times it's going to be 80 command. So,
and last night in D.C., we'll take you to the ice as the chase continued for the Grade 8.
Strong, the conductor, comes cross ice for Carlson. Ovechkin scores!
Power play goal for the Grade 8. That was in the second period. Made it 2-1. Joe B with the call on Monumental. Number 30 on the season. 883 on the career. 12 away from the record. But it wasn't enough. The Caps beat a tough Flames, lost to a tough Flame squad last night. 3-1 the final at Capital One Arena. The time now is 6:37 when we return a tough press conference for the Ravens in Indianapolis.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
So it was interesting to see the video yesterday of the two press conferences that Harbaugh and DaCosta gave. Harbaugh spoke for about 15 minutes, DaCosta for about 17. The first 8 minutes of each one was dedicated to Justin Tucker. And, with all due respect, Harbaugh fumbled around a little bit with some answers. I didn't think he gave a great performance. Eric got a little testy, actually, after the first 6 or 7 minutes, and even may have said, is this all we're going to talk about today? I've spent the first 5 minutes talking about this. And then they eventually went on to Ravens business, the draft, the combine, the boo, all that kind of stuff, etc. But it was interesting to see there the way they handled it, their facial expressions, and Eric getting a little bit testy there.
You get a sense of what they're going to do here?
My sense is they're going to let him go.
Yeah.
That's my sense.
Yeah, it's a major distraction right now. Plus, performance last year was not his best year.
Right.
And now, of course, it's become a PR issue for the Ravens and the community.
And later on in the interview, they discussed, they were asked, like, point blank, are you looking at kickers? And both of them, and I have the sound, both of them actually said, yeah, we're active in those discussions. In fact, one of them, I think it was Harbaugh, said Randy Brown, the special teams head coach, is going around the country looking at kickers. You wouldn't ordinarily do that in a normal situation with Justin Tucker.
Well, but this isn't normal.
No, this is not a normal situation.
Yeah, they've got to do their due diligence here.
I would feel a lot more comfortable if there were names behind these accusations.
I would, too.
I mean, the idea that a bunch of anonymous people could run somebody out of town in this fashion.
He could also be released for high cap figure and the fact that his performance last year.
Oh, sure, I mean, that's perfectly legitimate. But the idea that they did spend as much time as they spent yesterday talking about this one issue, the issue is a bunch of people anonymously have accused a player of bad behavior. Put your name behind it. If this happened, who are you? I mean, show me where he is on your schedule. Show me, you know, what day he came in and when you contend he actually misbehaved.
Well, how do you know that that hasn't happened under the covers, though? You know, the NFL is conducting an investigation, quote-unquote, whatever. I mean, look, I get that.
Why would you presume it has happened?
I get what you're saying, but I think the most overwhelming thing here is 16 people have come forward. When 16 people come forward, I think there's smoke where there's fire. And
but still, you should put a name to it. There should be.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Gary. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
By the way, if you want it, put a ring on it.
Yeah. All right. 6:40.
If you want it, put a button on it, Bruce.
20 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tulsi Gabbard. The long knives are out for her in the intelligence community.
Yes, they are. Remember the story we had yesterday, folks, about the secret chat rooms that are going on inside NSA and elsewhere? Well, in one of these chat rooms, NSA, DNI, and SpaceCom officials say that, quote, Tulsi Gabbard is fervently anti-queer, a Russian agent, and a member of a mega cult. Now, these employees, including at least one they-them, are attempting to undermine Tulsi Gabbard from within. Now, before she even gets her footing, begins to move forward, those participating, this according to Chris Rufo, were part of the NSA, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, and U.S. Space Command. They might have been from different agencies, but they had a uniformly negative picture of the former Hawaii congressperson, former lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserve. And this is a quote here. Rufo said, quote, in a secret NSA chat room, NSA, DNI, and SpaceCom officials claim that Tulsi Gabbard is fervently anti-queer, a Russian agent, a member of the mega cult. These employees are attempting to undermine her from within before she even gets going. At the same time, Tulsi Gabbard is keeping her focus on what she feels her job as DNI would be and what the real risks we are facing long-term are in this culture.
For too long, as you know, we've seen people in positions of great power tell us that, oh, well, you know, if we just violate your civil liberties and freedom a little bit, it's okay because we're trying to keep you safe. Unfortunately, you know, we've seen this for decades. And the more our freedoms are eroded, the more the foundations of our democracy are eroded.
Yeah, by the way, just violate your rights a little bit, violate your freedoms a little bit. That's like being a little bit pregnant. It's one of those on-off switches. It's either A or B. You can't violate somebody's freedoms a little bit. A violation is a violation is a violation.
A lot of people talk about national security or security threats, but there's two components of that that leaders have to really uphold, which is, yes, there's such a thing as a threat to physical security, but the threat to our freedom and our liberty must be balanced right alongside that threat to our physical security.
Yeah, and we'll follow this story for you, see exactly where it goes from here. Good reporting from Chris Rufo. I found this piece on Western Journal. I'll get it posted for you on Bruce's Brain on Facebook so you can check it out. 6:43 right now on Wednesday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And big delays already trying to get into both the harbor tunnels. There is an accident southbound 95 at O'Donnell Street, tractor trailer, another vehicle involved on the right side. A couple of police cars are there, so they're crowding the right side of the roadway. We're getting at least two lanes by, maybe three from time to time, but it's done the damage already. Backup starts at O'Donnell Street, now back to the city-county line. Now looks like a medic unit now is just pulling up at the scene as well, so that's just going to add more flashing lights to the accident on 95 South. So again, the backup now back to the city-county line. That's going to back up towards Chester.
Jessico Avenue. And if you're going straight ahead, thinking about the old Harbor Tunnel, that backup now starts at Moravia Road. 35-minute delays and building southbound already at both the Harbor Tunnels. Beltway northeast side filled in at Hartford Road. The west side is 795 to Frederick Road. JFX is clear. Nothing major there. So far, I don't see any big issues through Annapolis. On the eastern shore, they're still blocking the westbound lanes of Route 50 at the Easton Bypass. They have an investigation underway there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and on weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny and mild today, 62, maybe some scattered showers moving into the area tomorrow, and 64. Right now it is 37 in Columbia and 36 in Forest Hill. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Hey! Stay away from the chicken!
That chicken will mess you up. I'll mess you up.
Subway serving up buy one, get one free deal on the footlong subs now through March the 10th. Just use the code footlong. That's FLBOGO when ordering online or through the Subway app. The deal is only available at participating locations and excludes the Beast, 5-meat Italian, and garlic roast beef subs as well.
The Beast.
Denny's is the latest restaurant to add egg surcharges. Waffle House, remember they were first? Denny's now going to add a little bit of extra, and you can get, I think it's 50 cents an egg. So look wow. at it. It's, if you get two eggs, it will be a buck. If you three eggs, it's a buck 50 yeah. Because the price of
pancakes.
Eggs.
Pancakes. Stay with the pancakes.
Yeah. March Madness is almost here, and the Pillsbury Doughboy is ready to shoot his shot. He's adding a new cookie dough design to the lineup, basketball-shaped sugar cookies.
Hmm.
And yes, Bruce, you can dunk them.
There you go.
All right, so good basketball shape. Popeyes.
In other words, they're round. Got it.
Popeyes offers $4 chicken sandwich now through March the 3rd at participating locations. All of their chicken sandwiches. This I'm not so sure about. New Totina's Pizza Roll Ramen Noodles arrive at Walmart stores.
No. So you have,
so at first I thought there were pizza rolls with ramen noodles inside the pizza rolls, but that's not it. These are ramen noodles that taste like Totino's pizza rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite sure, are you?
No.
Pass on that.
Yeah, probably a lot of salt.
You would, yes. And that's the problem. Very salt heavy.
Where, of course, in the Major League Baseball stadiums does Oriole Park at Camden Yards rank when it comes to food? According to USA Today,
top ten.
Yeah, the Birds Oriole Park Camden Yards number 9, and just ahead of them, Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, a couple of California parks, Petco in San Diego, Oracle in San Francisco, T-Mobile Park in Seattle, American Family Field in Milwaukee, Lone Depot Park in Miami is the only Florida in the top 10. Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, Citi Field, Queens, New York, is number 1. They say about Oriole Park, fans enjoy classic ballpark fare like pit beef sandwiches, gourmet hot dogs, loaded fries, as well as Baltimore seafood specialties such as crab mac and cheese.
Well, the question is whether or not there will be seafood sandwiches or seafood. I mean, where's that going to come from? Because Jimmy's, I believe, has been there, is no longer going to be there.
Jimmy's, they did not renew their contract this year at Oriole Park and Camden Yards. Now, they're saying it'll be another seafood-type place, but Jimmy's is out. But it is in for the big WCBM Crab Feast and Chuck Roast coming up Friday, June the 20th. Mark your calendars now.
It's a very, very clever segue to that, don't you think, folks?
Very nice.
I think we were very stylish there. Three of us kind of cooperated.
Quick update, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
This is the day we wish the Key Bridge was still standing, because there's backup on 95 now. If you're coming down through Rosedale, and you're familiar with that, you come down from the Beltway, you get to the city-county line, and you have two options. You have 95, and you have 895. You can't even get to the split right now, because 95 is backed up because of all this mess going on at O'Donnell Street. Now it's going to push everything back to more like an hour delay if you're on 95 inside the Beltway.
And I've not been able to do the splits ever in my life, so that's...
That hurts.
Yeah.
It's a double whammy.
You can ruin
yourself.
Yes.
And he did. All right. Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
All right.
6:49. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Are you happy with the one big beautiful bill? Would you rather not seen the $300 billion added to the deficit? One thing is clear. We need to make sure that we get something on the table here before the midterms in 26. And Tulsi Gabbard will tell you what happened to those NSA workers.
Yeah.
She's going to update us in the MAGA update here in about, less than half an hour.
Good deal. Yeah. 6:50 right now, Talk Radio, 680 WCBM. And one of the things that's happening here, by the way, is the Democrats are still trying to find their footing. They've not quite figured out exactly how they're going to go after the Trump administration. Hakeem Jeffries says, basically, well, all right, I've been under siege personally. And this is quite literally what he said. Personally, since before the Civil War.
The CBC, which I'm a part of, definitively understands the scale of the threat. Our communities have been under siege since before the Civil War. I'm a direct descendant of those very communities, so we understand the struggle, the history, the strength of people like John Lewis, which we're going to channel. That's my experience. That's my personal experience. That's my family's experience. And so we understand that.
Okay, there's a difference between it's your family's experience and it's your personal experience. My family's experience is, boy, I tell you, get the hate haggis. The British did that to us Scots, long, long time ago. My personal experience, I've only had haggis once. I think it's okay. So, no, my personal experience and my family's personal experience, two way different things. So Hakeem Jeffries says, don't worry, though. We're taking the brave way here. We're going to court.
Elon Musk and Donald Trump, they're flooding the zone in part to create distress, to create a sense of invincibility and inevitability. But the reality is, there have been more than 75 different lawsuits that have been filed by democracy reform groups, civil rights reform groups, by attorney generals, and we're winning in court. They're losing.
Okay.
Yeah.
To find all of this, as we said yesterday, as a legal expert from MSNBC said, nobody is winning or losing in court now.
Yeah.
Because almost all of this stuff is going to end up in front of the Supreme Court.
That's a little premature prediction there because the Supreme Court hasn't weighed in yet. 6:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
Johns Hopkins is seeking individuals age 60 and older who are experiencing mild memory issues to participate in a research study funded by the National Institute on Aging. The research aims to explore the connection between stress and memory. Participants will need to visit Johns Hopkins Bayview twice now with a follow-up visit in 2 years. You may receive up to $300 compensation for your time. If you're interested, please call 410-550-6271. That's 410-550-6271.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
It is not a good morning if you're going south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The Medicaid now is there, so now they're blocking the right side of the roadway, 95 south at O'Donnell Street. The wreck is at the 57-mile marker. Two lanes are getting by to the left. The backup starts there, goes all the way back on 95 through Rosedale, and is almost back to the Beltway. Okay, now, you
get to the city-county line, you think, okay, maybe I'll take 895. 895, dead stop at Moravia Road. They just can't go anyplace. Total gridlock right now at both the Harbor Tunnels coming south. And with that backup on 95 back to the Beltway, tail end of that backup now trying to get through one or the other of the tunnels. An hour delay, at least, on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
And your Weather Channel forecast, sunny and mild today, 62. We're looking at 37 right now under sunny skies in Pasadena, 39 in Parkville. Well, the Mosbys are back in the news, both Nick and Marilyn. Marilyn we'll get to a little bit later on in the show, and her mistakes and misleading the public and the jury in the Adnan Syed case. But Nick Mosby, you know, the green bag process is.
Mm-hmm.
That is, of course, the governor can make a slew of appointments through this process. They don't have to be confirmed or go through anything formal. They just it's patronage is what it is. You know. And so Nick Mosby was appointed to the Lottery and Gaming Control Commission, which oversees the lottery, casino, sports wagering operations, regulations, contracts, licenses. I mean, all pretty important documents, you would agree, right? Remember, Nick Mosby testified during the mortgage fraud trial on behalf of his ex-wife. He admitted to hiding tax liens, ballooning tax debt, and even avoided opening the mail because he knew what was in it. Important letters from the IRS from his then-wife, Marilyn. While on the stand, federal prosecutors alleged that Nick Mosby claimed tens of thousands of dollars in charitable donations while he had outstanding debt, and his car was repoed. Mackenzie Frost at the time, in an exclusive interview on Fox 45, questioned Nick Mosby on some of his financial abilities.
I'll give the 20-some thousand dollars to charities over the years when the federal government says you didn't?
Taxes are a personal matter. I use a paid professional tax preparer to do my taxes. I've been open and honest throughout this entire process.
If you're open and honest about it, tell the people of Baltimore, did you donate that money to charity or not?
So charitable donations is more than just donations.
What?
Okay, it just dawned on me.
Well,
we're having his car repoed. Repo means repossessed. In other words, it was possessed before. And I think apparently he has been possessed as well.
Charitable donations are more than
just donations.
Yeah.
They're charitable.
Well, there are political donations.
Yeah.
And then there are charitable donations. Now, as for the tax lien issue, remember, he maintains he nor several of his tax attorneys could find the tax lien document itself, although it was publicly available at the courthouse. Had they chosen to go to the courthouse in Baltimore City to look for it.
But who'd think of looking there?
Yeah, that'd be the last place most people
would look.
And Mackenzie pressed him, look, can the public trust you? This is the guy that lost the race for city council president this past May to Zeke Cohen based on a trust issue.
Can the voters trust that you won't lie to them again?
I think the voters do trust that and know who I am. They know my integrity.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the voters showed how much they trusted you and the reliance on your integrity this past May when they went for Zeke Cohen over Nick Mosby. Very rare for a white dude to beat a black dude in the city of Baltimore, but it happened.
Demographics show that,
Yeah. So then you would think, well, is it just Governor Moore or are there other friendlies in Annapolis that somehow like Nick Mosby? Maybe he's got pictures. We don't know. Maybe Senator Bill Ferguson can shed some light on that.
Given his history and some of his financial missteps, do you believe that he should be his appointment should be confirmed?
Look, I know former Council President Mosby very well. We've worked together on a number of issues. I know that he is a dedicated public servant. He'll have a hearing like everyone else. He has my support, I think that he is a talented individual. We all make mistakes, and that doesn't define us. I think we have to look at the full body work.
I did say that he does have to face confirmation with the Senate Executive Nominations Committee, but it's pretty much a rubber stamp.
Yeah.
Especially with the Democrats running the whole show here. So now you got Bill Ferguson, a Democrat from the city, while Mosby was serving in the House of Delegates. The two of them worked on a lot of legislation together regarding the Preakness. And I think it's a foregone conclusion. But it's not like he's had a lot of money here. If confirmed, Mosby would earn $18,000 a year, providing that there aren't any charitable donations made to Nick during that time.
Because they're going to knock it down to $1.
Only in Maryland can we have such fine, upstanding individuals serve as public servants. Wow, that is just too much. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have a Rachel Maddow MSNBC meltdown. We'll take a look at the MAGA update, the war on children. Where do you hear the latest on this? And Democrats launch attacks on the deputy director of the FBI, Dan Bongino. It's all coming up right after the 7 o'clock news right here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ed Stubblesen. That big, beautiful bill, as President Trump calls it, has passed the House. It's a massive budget blueprint. It includes trillions in tax relief and spending cuts. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's something to celebrate, although it has a long way to go before being finalized.
We got it done. We had the requisite number of votes to move this process along, and now passing the budget resolution in the House, it will go to the Senate. This is the first important step and then opening up the reconciliation process. We have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we are going to deliver the America First agenda. We're going to deliver all of it, not just parts of it, and this is the first step in that process.
$4.5 trillion in tax breaks, $2 trillion worth of spending cuts in the bill, passing on a vote of 217 to 215. All Democrats voted no, along with one Republican, Thomas Massie. With Florida Governor Ron DeSantis unable to seek re-election because of term limits, Republican Congressman Byron Donalds announcing that he is running for governor of Florida. Ukrainian President Zelensky expected in Washington on Friday to sign a rare earth minerals deal with the U.S. President Trump says could be a $1 trillion deal said to benefit both countries. The White House Correspondents Association will no longer determine the makeup of the White House press pool.
The White House says moving forward, it will select the small group of news outlets allowed to travel with and cover the president's daily activities, something that in the past was left to the White House Correspondents Association. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said the goal is to give new or alternative media companies greater access. In her words, it's beyond time the White House press pool reflects the media habits of the American people in 2025. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, stock futures higher this morning. The Dow futures are up 143 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 155. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker. There's a major backup and a delay if you're coming south on 95 this morning. If you're coming down through White Marsh, you're coming down to the Beltway, and you're thinking, what in the world is going on here? That's the backup that starts all the way on 95 just before the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Medicina just left. The accident is southbound at O'Donnell Street. They're still blocking the right side of the roadway. We back up there at the 57-mile marker. We're backed up all the way back through and beyond
the Beltway now. 895 is backed up at the city-county line, crawling, trying to get into the Old Harbor Tunnel. But all this other backup now is back to and beyond the Beltway, more than an hour delay. It's going to put a lot of traffic on the Beltway headed towards Towson. If you know your way through the city, you can take that ramp and come through Pulaski Highway, Orleans Street, Franklin Street, anything you need to do to get downtown towards 395, and then Camden Yards will bring you back to 95 South. Otherwise, you're looking at least minimum an hour delay southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our weather is mild, 10 to 15 degrees warmer than what you typically would see in late February. 62 the high today. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 64. Friday, sunny and cooler, 53 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 30 degrees. Dundalk has 36 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. City police investigating a Tuesday afternoon shooting in the city's Northern District. Officers responded to the 3300 block of Greenmount Avenue shortly before 5 p.m. for a report of a shooting and found that a 25-year-old man was at the scene with a gunshot wound to the leg. Victim was taken to the hospital for treatment. No update on his condition. A former Maryland State Police trooper has pled guilty to conspiring to sell information to a drug trafficking organization. 35-year-old Justin Riggs entered his plea in federal court. He faces between 48 and 108 months in prison. Riggs was part of an investigation into drug and gun trafficking in Western Maryland when he created a fake Facebook account to contact a drug target and offer to sell information about the informant's identity. An investigation found that Riggs initiated several electronic conversations with the drug distributor between 2022 and 2023. Top Baltimore Ravens officials are now commenting for the first time on the sexual misconduct allegations surfaced against kicker Justin Tucker. Speaking at the NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis, Eric DaCosta said the nature and number of allegations against Tucker are both serious and concerning. And demonstrators in Hagerstown continuing to protest the spending cuts and layoffs announced by President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency. The group, United Democrats of Washington County, has been organizing the rallies. It says it'll keep holding demonstrations if DOGE actions continue. 706, lottery numbers, pick 3727, pick 43461, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Barroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at Safe Retirement Solutions. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As the NFL's investigation continues into the Justin Tucker situation, the question turns to the Ravens' approach on what to do about their kicking situation. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta says they're assessing their options.
Well, I think like every position, we're going to evaluate, rank the board. We've been doing that for the last 29 years. We're blessed to have a really good kickers coach in Randy Brown, who does a phenomenal job evaluating punters and kickers and long snappers for us every single season. We'll meet with Randy throughout the process over the coming weeks. He'll travel all over the country looking at these guys, and we'll build the best board that we can.
Traveling all over the country to look at these guys. Meanwhile, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh pretty frank about the team's approach.
We're looking at kickers. I mean, we're looking at a lot of positions. We're looking at every position, but I'd say the kicker position would have been a priority no matter what because, you know, Justin's our kicker. We love him, and I expect him, would have, you know, always expected him to keep going forever, but nobody goes forever, so.
Meanwhile, Meanwhile, in Bradenton, Florida, Birds and Pirates this afternoon at 1:05, the spring debut of Tomioki Sugano on tap. Yesterday, the Orioles topped the Tigers 8-7. Heston Kerstad stated his case with an opposite field two-run shot in the second inning. And tonight, big-time college basketball in College Park. 16th-ranked Maryland hosting number 8 Michigan State. The Terps looking for a quality win to boost their seeding in the NCAAs. Coming up at 7:35, Luka Doncic makes him pay. And that is Stein on Sports.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 2 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Democrats launch their fuselage of attacks on Dan Bongino.
Yeah.
The war on children. Where do you hear these stories we have for you on the war on children, including a stunning court decision out of Massachusetts, a whistleblower from Texas Children's Hospital, great report from Catherine Herridge, all coming up in this hour. And top here, of course, is the MSNBC Rachel Maddow meltdown.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I don't know if you guys watch this show, but, you know, he's done a pretty good show. He's way to the left, but, you know, this is kind of what you got. So, at any rate, after Joy Reid was let go, Maddow goes on the air, and among other things, she excoriates her bosses, implying somehow that Reid was let go because of racism.
I will tell you, it is also unnerving to see that on a network where we've got two non-white hosts in primetime, both of our non-white hosts in primetime are losing their shows, as is Katie Fang on the weekend. And that feels worse than bad, no matter who replaces them. That feels indefensible, and I do not defend it.
Okay, so first of all, Rach, Joy Reid is being replaced by a triumvirate, two of the three of whom are black. Okay? Katie Fang, they're shutting down the entire Miami bureau down there. So it's not a matter of just Katie Fang going away. It sounds to me like she didn't want to relocate up to where their headquarters are. She probably has other things to do, like family, et cetera, in the Florida area, and doesn't want to move up. Okay. Or maybe they just decided she wasn't getting the job done either. But Maddow just went on this rant, and I got to tell you, my experience in this industry is, and I've been at this for a while now, my experience as observation, it never goes well for the individual who decides to go on the air and rip his or her bosses publicly. It's just not a particularly prudent thing to do. If she had a problem, that's whether you take behind closed doors and you have the discussion. Maybe it's loud, maybe it's assertive, maybe it's quiet, maybe it's polite, however you want to handle it. But you don't do it on the air. Unrelated to this, by the way, or maybe it's related as a motivation for her, most of her staff is going to be let go. That's Rachel Maddow. Because Maddow is only doing, you know, prior to the election, was only doing one day a week, earning $8 million, I believe, is the case. Which, by the way, is around a half of what currently Kristen Hagerick is earning here as executive producer for the show, because Sean Casey is a very generous boss who likes to share the wealth with anybody he possibly can. Some of the dollars going, by the way, are Monopoly dollars, but we're not going to count those. So the Maddow team is going because they've been working both on her show one day a week and on Alex Wagner's show the other 4 days a week. Now, right now, Maddow's on for the first 100 days of the administration, 5 days a week. When she goes away after this, goes back to one day a week, it's not going to be Alex Wagner. It's going to be somebody else. Who? Jen Psaki. We'll have a circle back Psaki going. It's charming what's going on MSNBC as basically, the inmates are running the asylum, and this follows all the reports about hostile meetings between the staffs of the individual shows and management, who came in only to have the staff yell at them some more. Again, it does not typically go well when you do this, but, you know, who am I to say? 7:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
This is another big fat mess right here in the city. Trying to get into the city. The wreck is 95 southbound at O'Donnell Street, 57-mile marker just north of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're still blocking the right side. Car, tractor, trailer, a couple of police cars there. We're getting traffic by the scene, but they're looking at it. The backup begins there, goes all the way back to the Beltway. Immediately, the next thing you have to do then, you think, okay, I'll go over to the Old Harbor Tunnel. That's sitting still at Moravia Road. 95 then combines both of those together and backs up to and beyond the Beltway. So you think to yourself, okay, what can we do now? If you take Moravia Road, the Moravia Road ramp is backed up. Moravia Road is sitting still in that area. Pulaski Highway, if you go west on Pulaski Highway, that becomes Orleans Street. Come into downtown, there's a ramp that takes you on to St. Paul Street. St. Paul Street will take you to downtown. You can go through the Inner Harbor, pick up 95 and 395. Now you'll go completely around this backup. Couple of other things. Maybe Cold Spring Lane westbound to the... Hang on a second. Cold Spring Lane westbound to the JFX, Northern Parkway westbound to the JFX, and then come downtown, because this, as long as this sits here, this backup is not going away. It's an hour delay through Rosedale right now on 95 coming into the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. Weather Channel forecast sunny and mild today, 62. We might get some rain tomorrow. Scattered showers, possible 64. And then cooling down Friday, sunny and a high of 53. It's sunny at 37 in Owings Mills, 38 under sunny skies in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Indeed it is. Yesterday, President Trump stripped the security clearances for employees who work at Covington and Burling. That's a top D.C. law firm that recently gave former special counsel, the persecutor Jack Smith, $140,000 in pro bono legal services. One of the big names at Covington and Burling is that of former Attorney General Eric Holder. One wonders if his security clearance has been stripped.
Yeah.
And, of course, yesterday, during his wide-ranging presser, after signing some executive orders, reporters were accusing President Trump of targeting his political opponents.
So, what do you say to people who worry that targeting an individual firm or individuals who, you know, aren't Jack Smith?
Excuse me. I've been targeted for 4 years, longer than that. So you don't tell me about targeting. I was the target of corrupt politicians for 4 years, and then 4 years after that. So don't talk to me about targeting.
Really?
Yeah. He is, he's right about that one. And as to the Office of Personnel Management, Elon Musk email kerfuffle, he said this.
If they're not, it could be there's no such person. It could be that the person's no longer working. They're no longer living at that address. They may be moved. Maybe they moved to a different country. Or maybe the person doesn't exist. And we then take that payroll, that person off the payroll, and we save a lot of money by doing that.
I got an email this morning from an anonymous Republican, alleged, lifelong, and Trump supporter, who's saying that members of their family are being tortured by this, by the Elon Musk five bullet points email.
Well, you know, I was all in favor of this until I got an email last night after I got to bed. I got an email from my wife asking for the five bullet points of what I accomplished last week around the house. And I'm having a hell of a time coming up with all five.
Yeah, well, you would. As to, well, again, Zelensky has caved. He's going to, he's agreed to the minerals deal. And he is now going to, maybe perhaps as early as Friday, fly to Washington to sign it.
What we're doing is now we're saying, look, we want to be secured. We want to get that money back. We're helping a country through a very, very big problem, a problem like very few people have had. Shouldn't have had this problem because it shouldn't have happened, but it did happen, so we have to straighten it out. But the American taxpayer now is going to get their money back plus.
One of the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, who was not even in Washington on J6, he was targeted by the Justice Department and sentenced to 22 years. 22 years in jail. He was pardoned by President Trump. He went on with Jim Hoft over at Gateway Pundit to reveal this DOJ bombshell, why they went after him and what they wanted.
Well, here's another first from the Gateway Pundit, right?
Mm-hmm.
First one to report this. And you know what? You know when I found that out that I was a pawn? Mm-hmm. When they decided to stick me in a room and push a paper in front of me, a narrative, not even asking for the truth, a narrative that the person who instructed me to try to overthrow the government that day was Donald J. Trump, right?
Wow.
They wanted me to throw Donald J. Trump under the bus. The president of the United States, they wanted me to throw him under the bus.
Yeah. So they went after him, and they loaded up all these charges, and they wanted one thing and one thing only, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And he would not give them Donald Trump, so they sentenced him to 22 years in jail. He wasn't even in Washington that day.
Yeah.
You talking about weaponization? That's bad news. Trump and Elon Musk appearing in an AI-generated video about the new redeveloped Gaza.
No more tunnels, no more fear. Trump Gaza is finally here. Trump Gaza shining bright. Golden future, a brand new life. Feast and dance, the deal is done. Trump Gaza, number one.
Already, they've got a new Gaza. Cash Patel launched an investigation into James Comey's secret honeypot operation involving two undercover agents who targeted Trump's 2016 campaign. Tulsi Gabbard, as to those NSA sex chatters, they're gone.
They were brazen in using an NSA platform intended for professional use to conduct this kind of really, really horrific behavior. And they were brazen in doing this because when was the last time anyone was really held accountable?
Yeah, well, 100 NSA employees have gotten the axe based on what they were doing on their professional time, which was just perverse.
Yeah, by the way, I've already posted the article about Tulsi Gabbard and the long knives being out on Bruce's brand on Facebook. You guys can check it out.
And it's official. Congressman Byron Donalds announced he's running for governor of Florida in the next 2026 election. And that is how things are going. Day 36 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM. It's 721. By the way, somebody corrected me on the amount of money that Rachel Maddow makes. I said $8 million a year. Adam says she makes $25 million a year after her $5 million annual pay cut.
You were only off a little bit.
Wow.
All right. Coming up more with your calls and comments on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning at 7:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The accident still blocks the right side, 95 southbound in the city at O'Donnell Street. 57-mile marker, traffic gets by to the left. That's where the backup starts. The backup ends all the way back at the Beltway and even beyond. So from there, it's almost 3 miles to the city-county line, and then we're looking at another 3+ miles trying to get into both the Harbor Tunnel. So this is a massive backup and a big delay and a big pain in the neck this morning for this traffic on the northeast corner. And with the Key Bridge down, not many options coming through the city. Are the options there right now, or is the option right now as you're coming west on Pulaski Highway to Orleans Street into downtown? You have Cold Spring Lane from Moravia Road. That will take you to Cold Spring Lane to the JFX. You have Northern Parkway, which will take you to the JFX getting away, because now the Beltway in turn back up on this northeast side is also looking at traffic getting away from 95. So they're crawling from that area of 95 all the way towards Towson. A couple of other things in Dorsey Road, Aviation Boulevard, right near the airport. The construction delay on 95 northbound is there near the construction area at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny and mild today with a high of 62. So get out and enjoy this beautiful weather today. Right now, 39 and sunny in Severn, 39 in Middle River. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up, the war on children in about 10, 15 minutes.
More from Rachel Maddow. After she got done excoriating her bosses over at MSNBC and having her staff cut to the bone, which, gosh, what a hard life she must lead. Again, I'm just taken aback by somebody working one day a week making $25 million a year. I mean, to me, that's just, I can't wrap my brain around that. But, of course, she has to pay for her own cab fares and everything. Anyway, she decided to go after Donald Trump. Why? Because, according to her, Donald Trump is seizing power forever.
It feels like we are in the middle of a ketamine-fueled, middle-of-the-night, autocratic power grab that is rendering Congress irrelevant, that's rendering policy irrelevant, and that's rendering the rule of law an afterthought, if not a joke, to those who are planning on staying in power indefinitely without benefit of further elections.
Yeah, okay. A little bit of hyperbole there. By the way, I had to look up ketamine to see what the hell she was talking about. This is not something that's in my vocabulary. Maddow said that, you know, this fight to maintain, frankly, liberal control of the government, it's a serious fight.
The fight here feels like it's on a different scale than the kinds of legislative point counterpoint stuff that I think Democrats and Republicans are used to fighting over.
Yeah, it's because Republicans have a policy or a set of policies they want to move forward. The Democrats don't. So it's not simply a matter of the swamp Republicans cooperating with the swamp Democrats and trading power every once in a while just for appearance sake. This is a radical departure from the way things have been for the last 50 or 60 years.
Well, now it is.
Yeah.
But prior to that, when she talks about this point counterpoint, this was uniparty stuff.
Yes, that's what I mean.
This was exactly, they wanted the same thing. They wanted bigger government. They wanted more spending. And which, of course, mortgaged the future of our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So now we're seeing
Absolutely.
A different Republican Party. But prior to this, this is all part of the swamp.
Well, yeah. And what she says is, of course, we now see ourselves on the cusp. This is worse, actually. Not even on the cusp. We're post-Bull Run. We are in the second Civil War.
How to interrupt what feels like something that we have not experienced since the Civil War in terms of the threat to our republic.
Yeah, we just never experienced like this, Sean.
Yeah.
It's a horrible, horrible thing. And not only do they expect laws to be followed, but they're actually enforcing laws already in the books. That causes her angst. It also causes angst for people like, Pramila Jayapal. It's an unusual-looking human being, by the way. But she actually has a plea for us. God, don't deport the people who pick my arugula. because somehow my arugula is my lifeblood.
We can't let them deport the millions of families across this country who have been doing the work that keeps our economy going every day. We can't let them scapegoat and criminalize immigrants who contribute, who are our neighbors, our friends, our churchgoers, our community around us that we deeply love. Immigrants are us. Immigrants are us, and we all deserve respect and dignity.
By the way, you can find the local Immigrants Are Us franchise store. I think it's in the Towson Marketplace now. So if you happen to be looking, you can go there and pick up your very own immigrant. It's in the old Toys R Us building, actually. Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric, now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, online, timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, the war on children, and you'll be stunned by these stories. It's 7:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean Miller. The State Department of Education says the 2024 high school graduation rate has reached its highest level since 2017 at 87.6%. Officials say the rate was 1.8% higher for the 2023-24 school year than it was the year before, with the largest increases among Hispanic youth and multilingual learners. In addition, the four-year cohort dropout rate was lower than the previous year. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates has withdrawn the motion to vacate the conviction of Adnan Syed, that's in the 1999 murder of his ex-girlfriend, Hei Min Lee. In a statement, Bates says, after a thorough review of the motion filed by the previous administration, that is, his office determined that it contains false and misleading statements that undermine the integrity of the judicial process. A new poll from UMBC's Institute of Politics finds that Governor Westmore's approval rating is down slightly, but it's hardly stratospheric. According to the poll that was conducted in February, 52%, barely a majority of Marylanders, approve of the governor's job performance. That's down from 54%, and that's from September. And former Baltimore City Council President Nick Mosby is poised to become a member of the Maryland State Lottery and Gaming Control Commission. Governor Westmore has appointed Mosby to the commission. It oversees lottery, casino, and sports wagering operations, regulations, and contracts. Mosby was one of seven members on the board, each of whom serve a five-year term. Coming up on 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Massathorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
7:33 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, pick 3 lottery 727, pick 4, 3461, and now At 7:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident on 95 southbound at O'Donnell Street has cleared, so they've reopened all the lanes there just in the last 5-6 minutes. So we're starting to move traffic at that point. It's only going to help the backup in about 45 minutes to an hour because the backup is all the way back to the Beltway, 895. You're pretty much dead stopped right at Moravia Road, but at least right now we're moving traffic again after O'Donnell Street and heading south to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we'll watch for the improvement in the backup. There may be another wreck, and I just heard this going out. Southbound 95 around the Beltway, exit 64 on 95. So we have to check on that. There's a new accident downtown at Harbor Place, Pratt Street at Light Street. And if you're coming in from Lockhearn this morning, new wreck Liberty Road right before Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Our weather is mild, 10 to 15 degrees warmer than what you typically would see in late February. 62 the high today. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 64. Friday, sunny and cooler, 53 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Many topics for Eric DaCosta to discuss yesterday in Indianapolis other than Justin Tucker. And one of them was the status of free agent left tackle Ronnie Stanley. DaCosta asked about the possibility of flipping right tackle Roger Rosengarten to that spot.
You know, we think Roger had a great year last year. He's a very good athlete. He's way mature than a typical young player. I think he proved that this year with how he played and competed week in, week out. Whether it was on-field performance against good players coming back from injuries and things like that. So he's definitely a factor on the left side if need be.
Rosengarten would cost only $1.4 million against the cap next year for Baltimore. A little chilly this morning in Sarasota at 54 degrees, but by the time the Birds take on the Pirates in Bradenton today, short trip, it'll be sunny skies in the mid-70s. Birds and Pirates at 105, Japanese import Tomoyuki Sugano will take the hill one day after Charlie Morton made his spring debut for the Birds, left two on in a scoreless first. Birds beat the Tigers yesterday 8-7. Heston Kerstad with a two-run shot for Baltimore. On the ice last night in D.C., the Flames beat the Caps 3-1, but the chase continued for the Grade 8.
Strome, the conductor, comes cross ice for Carlson. Ovechkin scores! Alex Ovechkin in a heartbeat.
A power play goal for the Grade 8, made it 2-1 in the second, but again 3-1 in the final. Joe B with the call on Monumental, number 30 on the season for Alex Ovechkin, 883 on the career, 12 away from the record. On the hardwood tonight, huge game in College Park. 16th-ranked Maryland takes on number 8, Michigan State. With NCAA tournament implications, the Spartans considered a quad 1 team, meaning a likely top 4 seed in the tournament. A win for Maryland boosts their standing in the committee's eyes. Head coach Kevin Willard says no matter who the opponent is, there are no nights off in the Big Ten.
And when you're at some different conferences, you can not play well in January and February. It doesn't really matter. It matters in this conference. It matters at this level. Every game is, from November on, is important.
And finally, paybacks are hell, as they say. And so it was last night in Los Angeles. Mavs and Lakers. Luka Doncic, now a Laker, poured in 19 points, 15 rebounds, 12 assists. It was the 81st triple-double of his career. Seventh all-time, Lakers beat the Mavs 107-99. And to add insult to injury, literally, the player he was traded for, Anthony Davis, out for 6 weeks in Dallas. The time now is 7:37 when we return the Battle of the Translators today.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
So an interesting sidebar to the Tomoyuki Sugano being with the Orioles just in general.
Right, I just like saying his name.
I do. I love that name, by the way. I'm going to say it as much. I almost like it as much as Savannah Bananas. But anyway, you know, he doesn't speak English.
Right.
So he's got the translator, the Japanese translator. His catcher in the major leagues will be, for the Orioles, will be Gary Sanchez, who also doesn't speak English. So you have a Hispanic catcher and a Japanese pitcher.
Right.
They're going to be the battery today and throughout the season, pretty much. And so so in Major League Baseball, the translators can come out to the mound. They can accompany the coach when he goes to make a pitching change or just to talk to the pitcher. Yeah. So you'll see the translators come out. So you see the Japanese translator come out. You'll see the Spanish translator come out. And the Spanish translator will listen to what Gary Sanchez is saying and translate it to the Japanese translator, who will then translate it to the Japanese pitcher. And it goes round and round and round and round.
I think the umpires are going to have to keep a close watch on that because of the time involved in all of this. Yeah. But sounds like a Who's On First campaign. But there's no translation needed. It's an international symbol here. One for a fastball, two for a curveball, three for a changeup.
When things are going well. But when things go off the rails, you got to go talk to the pitcher.
In other news, the Orioles are actually installing a Tower of Babel in right field. So
I'm really interested to see how this goes.
It is going to be funny.
These are going to be conventions on the mound.
Good point. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39. An astounding court decision. Out of Massachusetts. This is a federal court. Some of these people sitting on this court could be Supreme Court nominees, especially if the Democrats ever regain the White House. They ruled that the parents of an 11-year-old student had no right to know that their daughter changed her gender identity after the school kept it a secret from them. The parents said they had no idea their child switched to using a male name and wanted to be identified using gender-fluid pronouns at the school. The pupil sent school educators an email announcing a name change and that the student was now genderqueer, meaning staff could use he, she, and they pronouns to address the 11-year-old. School counselors responded by accepting the changes, allowing the student use of any of its bathrooms, male, female, or gender neutral. But in meetings with the parents, officials used the student's female birth name. It did not disclose the child's new preference to be identified using a male name. They hid it. They covered it up.
How do they figure that's their role?
From the parents.
How do they figure it's their role?
So the parents and others accused the school of usurping their role as parents to direct the upbringing of their children by concealing information related to the gender identity. Well, one of the teachers apparently had morals and had a conscience. She tipped the parents off. The parents then got a private therapist to treat their child. But that wasn't good enough for the school. They didn't care what the parents said or did. They went ahead anyway and continued with this, and this prompted the lawsuit. So you'd think the courts would rule in favor of the parents, but judges, this is the U.S. Court of Appeals, First Circuit, said that parents' rights are not unlimited. As per our understanding of Supreme Court precedent, our pluralistic society assigns those curricular and administrative decisions to the expertise of school officials charged with the responsibility of educating children, end of quote.
Wait, so apparently then it's okay for the school district to say the Supreme Court says that parents don't get to be parents. We get to be parents if we choose by simply saying, oh, this is an educational function?
Yeah.
That's a load of holly.
I mean, well, you know, again, hopefully they will appeal and it might be overturned. Up next, of course, Catherine Herridge with a great special on X. It's about 20 minutes long. We don't have time for all of it here. Just a brief encapsulation of Dr. Etan Heim, who is a whistleblower, Texas Children's Hospital. They claimed they weren't doing the mutilation of minors for gender-affirming care. Right. Well, he was a doctor inside the hospital. He saw it. He blew the whistle, and the federal government came after him like you won't believe.
I was willing to go to jail if this judge was going to throw me in jail, but the whole world would have to see what he was doing.
Was the Biden Justice Department weaponized against you and your family?
100%, the Biden administration had weaponized the Justice Department against us.
This memo is from Health and Human Services, the Office of Civil Rights, and it's their notice and guidance on gender-affirming care.
The message from this memo is that anyone who interferes with the administration of quote-unquote gender-affirming care is going to become a target of the federal government.
This memo was a green light by the Biden administration to prosecutors.
I'd like you to walk us through this schedule from Texas Children's Hospital. I'm looking at the ages here, 15, 13, 12, 14, 12, 11.
I spent a lot of time taking care of these sick kids at Texas Children's Hospital. But in the same operating rooms, I find out that they're taking perfectly healthy children, right? Inserting medications into their body, putting them down this road to turn them into chronic medical patients.
The first indictment is May of 2024. The second indictment is October. The third indictment is November.
This is absolutely speaking to the fact that this prosecution, they were trying any way that they could to manufacture an indictment out of non-existent law.
They were going to do anything possible to make me pay for what I did.
The allegation is that you violated patient privacy. Yet when I read the indictment, the Justice Department identifies patients with their initials. So who's violating patient privacy here?
I think there's a strong argument to make that it was the DOJ.
Was X a lifeline?
First of all, there's no whistleblowing without X. The only reason I blew the whistle is because I believed that people would hear this story. It was because they were trying to crush us that we worked so hard to let them not crush us.
Amazing.
Yeah, and there's more to the story. We'll get some share some details of that coming up in just a second.
743, traffic order on the threes. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Do it right now. 410 WCBM 680. First, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Let's take a look at the Beltway just to see if anybody was coming down towards the area of Pulaski Highway and through there. And they are. They're taking the Beltway down through the Back River Bridge towards Eastern Avenue and then tried to work their way around all this mess in Rosedale. It's really not a bad idea. If you can get back to Eastern Avenue and 95, that area now is getting better because the wreck south of Eastern Avenue at O'Donnell Street has cleared. But it's just, I mean, it's gridlock. I mean, it's just backed up everywhere up on this northeast side. 95 is slow, and I said I thought I heard a report of a wreck southbound near the Beltway. It's slow again at the bridge at Rossville Boulevard. So if you're coming down from White Marsh through there, that's backed up. We're still backed up through the city-county line. The Old Harbor Tunnel is dead stopped at Moravia Road. All of that was caused by the wreck earlier on 95 South at O'Donnell Street. Big delays on all the side streets are also backed up. The new wreck, Liberty Road, near Northern Parkway. There was a wreck at Harbor Place, at Pratt Street, at Light Street downtown. And it's not too early to think about a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Check your oil, refresh your cooling system, make sure you rotate your tires. You get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, sunny and mild and 62 for the high today. And right now it's starting to warm up a little bit already at 42 in Parkville and 39 and sunny in Annapolis. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. And spring's coming early with your chance to win a four-pack of the Maryland Home Garden and Craft Show presented by Maryland Heating and Air. It's happening this weekend and next weekend at Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Get ready to shop, compare, and save with over 450 trusted home experts. Our contestant today is Lee in Bel Air. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Lee.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing fine. We're going first, second, third, or last today?
Last.
You want to go last? Okay. Mm-hmm. Good luck to you. Here are your stories. Story number one, Boeing has tested its first pilotless plane. The AI-piloted 757 made a successful trip in the Mojave Desert, took off, flew in circles for about 15 minutes, and then landed without any problems whatsoever. The next test is scheduled to be over the Pacific Ocean. Story two, the Department of Government Efficiency reportedly discovered government employees in Washington, D.C. are taking the golf courses on Friday afternoons, filling up public courses. In fact, there are 40 public golf courses in the Washington, D.C. area on Fridays. The tee times are all taken with the names of career civil service workers. Allegedly, while they're being paid by us. And story three, Warner Brothers is asking a town in Oklahoma, Chickasaw, to tear down its giant leg lamp. Yes, a giant replica of the one in the movie A Christmas Story. It's even propped up on a shipping crate. In 2019, Warner Brothers had denied permission for the town to construct it. They went and built it anyway. Because you know, if you build it, they will
come.
They will
come, yes.
Story one, Boeing and its first pilotless plane test. Story two, government career civil service workers are taking up all the tea times in D.C. Or story three, the giant leg lamp in Oklahoma. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
One, please.
Chuck goes for story number one. Kristen.
I think that's true, although I can't decide if that's better or worse than the DEI pilots that are happening right now, but that's probably true. I can see the Warner Brothers thing being true. Also, number two, they can't do that much golfing in this area because all winter they wouldn't be able to golf. So
good point.
Kristen goes for story two. Bruce?
Actually, I think the story number one, the Boeing story, I'm not sure about that one. I think I'm going to go with that as fake news.
All right. Bruce goes for story number one. And Lee?
I guess I'm going to go for number one, too, also.
All right. Lee goes for number one. I mean, who did you identify more with, Lee, Chuck or Bruce?
Probably about both equally, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Same here.
Good answer. Good answer. Right down the middle.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah. Very good.
What, you're story, down the middle, Bruce?
Story number three, the giant leg lamp story. That's a true story.
Yeah.
And story number one, Boeing, and it's testing its first pilotless plane. That's our fake news story of the day. So, Lee, congratulations. You are a winner. Put you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize. Maryland, four-pack of tickets to the Maryland Home, Craft, and Garden Show. Way to go, Chuck, Bruce, and Lee.
Well, the giveaway was they'd have to have pilotless steward eye to pass out the peanuts on the flight, and they haven't developed those yet.
Yeah. Steward eye.
Sure a robot can go right down the aisle and do that.
Yeah, I guess.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah, maybe not now, but it's coming.
They'll figure out something to do with us if we don't watch out.
Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. So, Catherine Herridge, you got to see that. It's on X. Just search for Catherine Herridge, and it's the story of the Texas Children's Hospital whistleblower. They have spent $2 million in their defense. Now, a lot of people have had to go. There's a give, send, go legal defense fund. But can you imagine? A doctor and his wife is an attorney. By the way, if his wife had not been an attorney, he may have been in real trouble. Because she's the one that fended off the federal government. But the attorney for Dr. Eitan Heim basically said he's never seen anything like it. The federal government did not care whether or not they were going to win the case. They just wanted to bankrupt and make the Heims pay so they could send a message to anybody else that would get in the way of this gender. Because this is big money.
Yep.
This is billions of dollars for hospitals, etc. And they wanted to make an example out of them, and they lost. This is a weaponization of our federal government. And again, hopefully Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino, and the rest will rein these people in. Because what they did to these two people, unconscionable.
Yeah.
It is unconscionable. All right, 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And time now for this important word from one of our fine sponsors.
Folks, if you have been considering what to do about whether or not you should take that fish oil stuff, I got to tell you, take it every single day. Every single day. It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. And that's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, when you're placing your order. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant, or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying a bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Again, use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart and make yourself or help yourself to support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
The Rob Carson Show.
USAID is one of the organizations that funded the BLM riots that killed 30 people and caused $2 billion in damage. They used George Floyd's death, not murder, to destroy Donald Trump's presidency. And oh, Thor's hammer is coming down. God's hammer is coming down. Justice is coming for the people who did this to us.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning on The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, is it really that big an ask? 5 bullet points? That story continues to resonate because those of us who work in the private sector think, well, what's surprising about this? I mean, why is this hard? Why is this even an issue? But for folks in the public sector, this is an issue for them. That, I'll tell you, you have Bates rescinding this motion to vacate on the Adnan Syed case. That case goes on and on. That's following the murder of Saeed's ex-girlfriend. 7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Annapolis on Route 2 right near Aris T. Allen Boulevard, so that local traffic definitely be on the lookout for that. Then, of course, the morning backups are there for the Odenton-Gambrels area, I-97, for the traffic coming south down through the split at Route 32. Beltway up, all the normal delays are out there. We haven't really paid any much attention because it's just the normal stuff right now. And all that backup is still out there on 95 coming down through White Marsh, trying to get through the city county line. All from the earlier accident on 95 South before the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Those delays are still there. The Beltway trying to go down through the area of the Back River Bridge is also slow after the ramp at Route 702. Had the wreck about 25 minutes ago at Harbor Place downtown at Pratt Street at Light. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny and mild and 62 today. We're going to see some rain maybe tomorrow. And then things cool down a little bit on Friday and the high about 53. Right now it is sunny and 40 in Arnold, 42 in Middle River. Coming up at the top of the hour, Marilyn Mosby getting pretty much slammed by Ivan Bates with his decision to reinstate the sentence of Adnan Syed. Of course, he'll be at a trial a little bit later on in the courtroom this morning to see if they can time served. But wait to hear some of the things that Bates put in his motion.
By the way, I mean, with both Nick and her in the news today, this could be like the Mosby Hour on Morning Drive.
Yeah. And you realize just how devastating Marilyn Mosby was as a city state's attorney to police officers, to the public at large, and all because she brought this Soros agenda of social justice, etc., to her office. It's just they deliberately misled the public and the jury. We'll get to it at the top of the hour.
All right. There's some criticism coming in now on Dan Bongino for the prospect of him working at the FBI as second in command there. And it's coming, of course, from the political left because they really have run out of ways of objecting to everybody else that Donald Trump has put up. And, of course, everybody else, they already have their jobs. I think we're ready for the Secretary of Labor, and I can't remember if there are any other cabinet positions to go along with
that. I think Dr. Oz at Medicare and Medicaid, has not been confirmed yet, and there might be one or two more.
Yeah, but not many. So we're now out of the second rank, and Dan Bongino has been nominated to be the second in command at the FBI. People of great probity are saying that, wow, this is a big mistake. Among those, or at least he would have us believe he is a man of great probity, Richard Blumenthal.
It would have been inconceivable that a person with his background would be head of the premier law enforcement investigative agency in the world. He's a podcast ideologue without any qualification to head this investigative agency with profound and far-reaching power over people's lives to enforce the law and also to potentially misuse the law.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, thanks, Da-Nang Dick.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, folks, if you don't remember, this is Blumenthal. We're supposed to take him seriously. This is the same man who, when he was Attorney General running to be Senator, got his shorts twisted up just a little bit to his personal discomfort because it came out he was lying about his his military service. He kept saying that during his time in Vietnam, he was a Marine in Vietnam. No, he was in the Marine Reserves during Vietnam. Big diff.
On a few occasions, I have misspoken about my service, and I regret that, and I take full responsibility. But I will not allow anyone to take a few misplaced words and impugn my record of service to our country.
You little phony.
Yeah, really, seriously. Scott Jennings defending the barrage of attacks on Dan Bongino over at CNN. He's a lone voice of sanity at this particular panel, as is often the case over the CNN. He says, look, the important thing here is he has the support of the President of the United States of America for that position. And it is a political position that should end the conversation. Not so for everybody else on the panel.
You just denigrated Bongino's law enforcement credentials. He was a cop and a Secret Service agent. You denigrated his academic credentials. He has a master's degree.
A police officer doesn't make him qualified to run a 38,000-person, $11 billion budget agency, just like Pete Hegseth.
But you know what does? Because he
National Guardsman or everyone doesn't either.
Because he enjoys
thank you for
the
your
confidence
service.
And the pleasure of the president.
Period. But that didn't end it. And please notice, they're not going to let the guy get a full sentence out. They're not going to let him actually make his case, which is a courtesy that on this particular panel, they're supposed to be giving. Here he is trying to once again reinforce the big deal is he has the confidence of the President of the United States, and this is a political appointment. This is something within the purview of the president.
I'm sorry, you are not yet over the outcome of the election.
No, because look at what's happening to our country, and I'll never be over it, Scott. This is dismantling our democracy in front of our eyes, and you guys are okay with it.
Does Dan Bongino have the qualifications to be the second person in charge of the FBI?
Yes, he has law enforcement, he has academic. And again, let me just stress this. I've mentioned this before.
So when you stack up his credentials,
they serve at the pleasure of the president.
Yeah, I mean, again, he serves at the pleasure of the president.
But here's the difference. Yeah. He's not a bureaucrat.
Yeah.
And that's why they object. They want a typical government bureaucrat running the FBI.
Because this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. Amit Thomason.
It was a real squeaker of a vote, but the House has passed a massive budget bill that advances President Trump's priorities. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are committed to delivering the entire America First agenda.
A lot of work yet to be done, but we're going to celebrate tonight, and we'll roll up our sleeves and get right back at it in the morning.
The bill includes $4.5 trillion in tax relief, a couple of trillion in spending cuts as well. It's far from a done deal, though. It must go through the committee process and then be reconciled with Senate legislation. Republican Thomas Massie joined every Democrat voting against the bill. The U.S. will be able to mine Ukraine's vast store of rare earth minerals through a profit-sharing deal worked out between the two countries.
It effectively secures long-term U.S. involvement with Ukraine. We don't know whether, and this is the crucial thing, we don't know whether it includes explicit security guarantees for Ukraine. It's certainly a commitment for economic collaboration.
The BBC's Peter Bowes says Ukrainian President Zelensky expected in Washington on Friday to seal the deal. Byron Donalds announces he's running for governor of Florida.
Donalds is a Republican congressman from Naples in southwest Florida. He made the announcement after receiving a critical endorsement from President Donald Trump. That could clear out any possible primary challengers he would have faced. If Donalds wins, he would become the state's first black governor. DeSantis is ineligible to seek another term after 8 years in office due to term limits. Donalds has been a frequent Trump surrogate and was on the short list to be his vice presidential running mate last year. Ernie Bennett reporting.
Doge Chief Elon Musk will be on hand today as President Trump holds the first cabinet meeting of his second term. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures up 91 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 125. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean? And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
803 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Boomer Whitaker.
We're still hurting on 95 South and 895 South. Both the Harbor Tunnels from a wreck more than an hour ago on 95 in the city at the O'Donnell Street ramp. That started everything. It backed up the old Harbor Tunnel back to the city-county line. Then the backup at the city-county line went back through Rosedale and is still backed up even before the Beltway for the traffic coming south. So it's total gridlock yet on that northeast corner. Making a little progress on 95 South after Moravia Road down through O'Donnell Street, but 895 is still suffering, and that's still backed up, and it's still solid at Moravia Road. So all the overflow traffic is out there on Pulaski Highway, Cold Spring Lane, Northern Parkway, the Beltway down towards the Back River Bridge, and those delays will continue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our weather is mild, 10 to 15 degrees warmer than what you typically would see in late February. 62 the high today. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 64. Friday, sunny and cooler, 53 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 28 degrees. Reisterstown has 36 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. City police investigating a Tuesday afternoon shooting in the city's northern district. Officers responded to the 3300 block of Greenmount Avenue shortly before 5 p.m. for a report of a shooting. Found a 25-year-old man at the scene with a gunshot wound to the leg. A victim taken to a hospital for treatment. No update on his condition. A former Maryland State Police trooper has pled guilty in Baltimore to conspiring to sell information to a drug trafficking organization. 35-year-old Justin Riggs entered his plea in federal court, and he faces 48 to 108 months in prison. Riggs was part of an investigation into drug and gun trafficking in Western Maryland when he created a fake Facebook account to contact a drug target and offer to sell information about the informant's identity. Top Baltimore Ravens officials commenting on for the first time since the sexual misconduct allegations surfaced against kicker Justin Tucker. Speaking at the NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis, Eric DaCosta says the nature and number of allegations against Tucker are, quote, serious and concerning. Demonstrators in Hagerstown are continuing to protest the spending cuts and layoffs announced by President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency. The group United Democrats of Washington County has been organizing the rallies. It says it'll keep holding them if the DOGE actions continue. There have been protests at Public Square for the past 2 weeks. 805 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3727, pick 43461. Next, Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, aside from fielding questions about Justin Tucker, Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta in full roster building mode, in Indianapolis yesterday for the NFL Player Combine, DaCosta acknowledged some help he gets from a certain Ravens player.
Lamar's got a great voice, and he's a student of the game. He watches players. He knows talent. Now, he does love the Miami guys and the Florida guys. But listen, Lamar has he's a stakeholder. He's a partner. He's earned that right to have that type of input and opinion. And a lot of guys haven't earned that right, but Lamar has earned that right.
And the combine begins tomorrow in earnest in Indianapolis. Meanwhile, we talked last half hour about the Tomioki Sugano Gary Sanchez battery that will take the field this afternoon in Bradenton, Florida, and throughout the season. Neither speaks English and neither speaks each other's native language. Sugano acknowledged that it is a language barrier between the two, but it's something that Sanchez actually has experience with.
He was catching for Masahiro Tanaka before, so I think he understands how to catch Japanese pitchers, and it was very easy to pitch for him.
Let's hope that's true. O's and Pirates, let the translation begin today at 105. Coming up at 8:35, a local high school basketball star passes away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today, 443-609-6697. Take WCB. WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. We're going to take a look at the Elon Musk 5 bulletin points email. It's still getting criticism. Dr. James Kelly will join us, talk about gender-altering procedures on Maryland minors. Top story in this hour, the city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, has basically rescinded the motion to vacate the murder conviction of Adnan Syed. Yeah. Said he was improperly vacated due to false and misleading statements included in the motion to vacate. According to Ivan Bates, this was the murder of Haman Lee, his girlfriend. And Syed was released from prison back in 2022 from the Baltimore City Circuit Court hearing he's going to have today at 9:30 on whether or not time served is going to be enough to keep him out a free man. But you read through this motion to vacate a judgment, and Bates says, quote, after a thorough review of the motion to vacate judgment filed by the previous administration in the case of Adnan Syed, that would be Marilyn Mosby, my office has determined it contains false and misleading statements that undermine the integrity of the judicial process. As prosecutors, our duty is to seek justice and ensure that all legal proceedings are conducted transparently, accurately, and fairly. End of quote. In the executive summary, Bates determines that the motion to vacate judgment filed by the former city state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, contained multiple factual and legal errors. Thus, Bates says he had no choice but to withdraw the motion because it's necessary to preserve the credibility of our office and maintain public trust in the justice system.
Okay, hold on a second. During Mosby, they said that there was new information.
New evidence,
yeah.
And Jeremy Eldridge, who has no ties to this case, basically lays this right at the feet of Marilyn Mosby.
Ivan Bates' decision really calls into question the integrity of the investigation
that the Mosby administration conducted. It was harmful to Haman Lee's family to say that they had evidence of other suspects when it was really the same evidence that was adduced at the first trial. And it was harmful to Adnan Syed's family and to him because he was relying on these false representations by the Mosby administration.
Yeah, and he went on to say that the Mosby review, this was all started with that podcast, Serial.
Yeah,
that's what it all started again. And these true crime podcasts, you got to be really careful with them because, you know, they're trying to stir it up. But when you look at it, Eldridge says the review was flawed and rushed.
We now know that the attempt to vacate his conviction was done only days before Marilyn Mosby herself was set to initially pick a jury in her federal case before it was inevitably postponed. So that action by her office has to be put in that historical perspective to truly understand what happens in the motion. The investigation by the Mosby administration, we now know, was flawed and rushed.
Yeah. Syed was convicted in the 99 killing of Haman Lee, his ex-girlfriend and classmate at Woodlawn High School. He was 17 years old at the time of the crime. And as I said, he was released 3 years ago amid the legal challenges to his conviction. But now he's going to go back in a courtroom to see if time served will be enough. But that murder conviction right now stands. More on that coming up in just one moment.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Time Served Johnson.
We had this wreck yesterday, same area, southbound 29 at Maple Lawn. As you're leaving 216, heading down to 198 in Burtonsville, the exact same spot near the Patuxent River Bridge. And again, gridlock back to and beyond the ramp at Route 216. So we see traffic again, just like it was yesterday, taking 216, going over to 95, and then 95 south to get away from that. This is a solid backup, and there might even be an activity there on the northbound side as you're coming up from 198 in Montgomery County. The accident earlier was downtown Pratt Street at Light Street. The wreck in Annapolis was Route 2 near Aris T. Allen Boulevard. Delays locally still there. Everything is still gridlocked from all the earlier problems at both the harbor tunnels, and that northeast corner is still delayed on 95 from White Marsh down through the city-county line, and the backups still continue even though the lanes are open. Southbound, they're crawling at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather tunnel forecast, sunny and mild today with a high of 62. Tomorrow, scattered showers possible and a high of 64, and then things cool down by Friday a little bit. And right now we're looking at 39 and sunny in Ellicott City, and it is 44 in Parkville. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:15 Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, let's find out exactly which lefty has lost it. Let's head to the circus, if we could. Please, enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and wow, here she is trying to reclaim her title as the most annoying person in all of Congress, even once again, hopping right past Jasmine Crockett. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Shout out to my fellow radicals who think that, you know, we should live in a humane, advanced society. Shout out to my radicals who think that maybe one way that we can deal with a lot of the shortfall that we have is to do things like, I don't know, tax the rich. Maybe we can tax the rich so that people who have helipads on their house or near their house can help chip in for black school districts that are perpetually underfunded. How about we do that?
How about no?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, yeah, the solution that the left always comes up with is, why don't we try taxing the rich? Yeah, but you know, the facts are, the rich pay the majority of the dollars paid in federal income taxes every single year. The top 5%, I think, pay like 90% of all the taxes paid. Meanwhile, the bottom 50% of all taxpayers don't pay a dime in taxes, but they want the benefits that comes from things like the earned income tax credit. Well, if you're not paying taxes, how could you possibly get a tax credit? But, of course, here I am, quibbling about the language again. AOC, please get back in the clown car. I'm afraid we have a cut coming up from Jasmine Crockett that blows you back out of the water again. Sorry, kiddo.
It's 8:17, 17 minutes after that. We're talking about, this is what happens. Remember the damage and destruction that Marilyn Mosby caused, and a lot of it, she ginned up the community when she filed that day the charges against the Baltimore Six.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Six Baltimore police officers that were wrongly accused in the death of Freddie Gray. And the fact is that she said, our time has come. I remember that press conference like it was yesterday. And she was indignant. She was arrogant. This is what happens when, and to my knowledge, this woman had no experience as in criminal law at all. I understand she was an insurance adjuster. So that is, and the, remember the riots?
Kind of hard to forget.
Yeah. Of course, the threats against these police officers, the threats against attorneys and their families for these police officers. It's just off the pale. And this is what happens when you elect people who aren't qualified for the positions in which they seek office. And that happens, seems to happen a lot in Baltimore City for some strange reason. But in any event, Jeremy Eldridge, he's an attorney. He said that the biggest glaring thing here is that this new evidence that allegedly came to light in the murder of Haymon Lee.
That's what I'm saying. I thought there was a little new evidence.
Look, if you don't, I don't remember the story or not, that they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yep.
She broke up with him. She wrote a note, a breakup note to him. He wrote on the note, I'm going to kill her. Or something like, I don't remember what the exact phrase was, but he wrote on the note, I'm going to kill her. And then he gave her a ride home or something like that one night, and I guess they got talking about the relationship, and the next thing you know, she ends up buried in Lincoln Park. And his cell phone pinged there. And he proclaimed his innocence. He had a buddy that basically hung him out to dry, testified against him. But they were saying his testimony was coerced, whatever. Again, jury looked at this. Appeals court looked at this. All of a sudden, Marilyn Mosby comes in based on a podcast and says the guy's innocent. So Eldridge says it was misleading evidence for the reason why they had to rescind this motion to vacate.
What became clear is that the Mosby administration, or what's being called the SRT, the SIED review team, really produced a narrative that was somewhat false and misleading as it pertained to what they called newly discovered evidence. But when you read this motion, what you discover is that the transcript from the trial where Adnan was found guilty by a jury, that most of the evidence that they're citing to the Mosby administration was already presented and was known by Syed's attorney.
So you got the wool pull over your eyes.
So there was no new evidence.
No, there was no new evidence. And again, this was something that Bates looked at in review. And he goes, well, wait a minute, this is going to destroy the credibility of this office. You know, if we're all of a sudden now going to play politics with this thing, or this is going to be social justice, this is a Soros-bought, attorney, Marilyn Mosby, who somehow kind of wiggled off, I know she was allegedly held accountable, but she deserved a lot more, believe me.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk here about the sentencing, what could happen this morning in a courtroom to Adnan Syed as he is arguing that he should have time served and what the Juvenile Restoration Act is and how it applies in his case. It's 8:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 8:23 Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Route 29 southbound, second day in a row, right in the same exact spot. The wreck at Maple Lawn, which is right at 216. The wreck is south of there near the bridge before you go into the ramps at 198 down in Burtonsville. We had the same exact wreck yesterday, almost at the same time. There is some activity northbound as well, but I can see traffic is coming north from that accident. But we're backed up here on 29 through the ramps at 216. So again, you see 216 eastbound to 95, 95 south to 198, and then back over towards the area in Burtonsville. Long way around, but it's better than sitting in this backup now, which is a multi-mile backup southbound. Still recovering, very slow, but at least we're moving some lanes, and we haven't had anything new with the backup still there, 95 and 895 coming through the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny and mild today with a high of 62. Scattered showers should move in the area tomorrow and still remaining warm, 64 before things cool down on Friday. Right now, sunny and 42 in Millersville, 42 and sunny in Dundalk. So, again, I don't know how many people really followed or if you ever listened to the podcast serial or this has been in the news now for the last
sometime.
3 years. Yeah. On the murder conviction of Adnan Syed, convicted in the murder of his girlfriend while they were both attending Woodlawn High School. Apparently there was a friend, Jay, who came forward and testified he helped hide the body in Lincoln Park. And we do know that Mr. Saeed's cell phone pinged at Lincoln Park. So there's that. Of course, there's his intent written on a breakup note that he wanted to kill her. A jury looked at all the evidence in this case and decided that he was guilty. And they've gone through several appeals, and they all decided that he was guilty. It was only when Marilyn Mosby comes, swooping into office, she looks at this thing mm-hmm. and decides, based on this podcast, that because Saeed has maintained his innocence from day one, he did serve 23 years in prison. Without any issues, any no infractions. He was model prisoner, mm-hmm. He is, according to Ivan Bates, has sufficiently rehabilitated himself, and he is in support of him staying out of prison, because he's been out for 2 years. So today, this morning, in a court, they will argue two things. One, time served for conviction. I can't remember what the original sentence was. I think it was... it wasn't life. It was, I have to look it up again. But in any event, it is something that there's something called the Juvenile Restoration Act that passed in this state in 2021. And basically what that says is that if you committed a crime as a juvenile under the age of 18, then they could go back in and appeal They could lop off years of your sentence and get you out on early release based on that you were a juvenile when you committed this mm-hmm. right. heinous act or whatever the case may be. So Jeremy Eldridge says these are the options going forward at the court hearing this morning.
There is a possibility that Anand Syed remains free. There's also a possibility that his sentence is reimposed and he could return to jail. He, frankly, has a very marketable chance of not necessarily going back to jail, and that is the court's decision.
Yeah, that'll be up to the court, up to the judge in this particular case, as to whether or not he will remain a free man or whether he has to go back to prison.
Fair enough.
Based on this, and so, you know, the wheels of justice continue to turn. But I think the cautionary note in all of this, Bruce, is that, again, especially in certain areas, you need to have serious qualified candidates run for these offices.
Yeah.
And you need to do a better job as a voter. I'm not blaming anybody else but the voters. The voters are the ones that put Marilyn Mosby in office. The voters bought her. You need to vet these people who are running for judges.
Yes.
You need to vet people that are running for prosecutors.
And that's actually very difficult to do. That's one of the harder things to do in any election cycle, because it's easy to get information on who's running for Congress, who's running for Senate, who's running for the presidency. That information is pretty readily available. But you drive by a sign that has the name of four judges, says retain these four names. Well, unless you've been in court or have some reason to know one of those four names, it's a crapshoot for me.
Yeah, especially when governors are appointing many of these judges here in the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
At the federal level, there are hearings. There are confirm hearings for the Supreme Court and for the circuit level of federal. I'm not sure about district, but the federal level, circuit court level, there are confirmation hearings. But you don't get that here in the state of Maryland. You get a governor appointing, who knows, maybe a friend, a crony, someone that's donated to their campaign, somebody that's a lifelong Republican or a lifelong Democrat. Again, you don't get a chance really to see their credentials. Now, I know the governor does. The governor gets to see those credentials, that resume, before he or she appoints. But I just think these are too serious, too important positions not to have better vetting going on the part of the voters. And then we see the kinds of things that happen.
The consequence because of this.
Tim Kyle Electric is expanding out to HVAC. Tim Kyle, of course, bringing their incredible commitment, dedication, and great service to your interior, exterior, wiring, and or electrical needs, including landscaping, you name it, they can do it all. Outdoor lights, motion lights, landscaping lights, and, of course, all your internal circuitry as well. And they've now branched out to the HVAC realm as well. So to make sure your forced air system or your heat pump or your air conditioning is working efficiently and properly. As we all know, we've been complaining about BGE rates of late. And electric's going up, gas is going up, everything is going up. You want to make sure that your HVAC system is A, working properly, and B, efficiently. So call Tim Kyle. They'll check it out for you and get your system on a regular maintenance checkup schedule. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Or if it's in need of repair, call them as well. Don't forget the website, timkylecompany.com. Up next, Maryland miners are also being mutilated in gender-affirming care. We'll talk with Dr. James Kelly about that serious problem in a moment. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. The Maryland State Department of Education says the 2024 high school graduation rate has now reached its highest level since 2017. 87.6% of all those students in Maryland have now graduated or are graduating. Officials say the rate 1.8 percentage points higher for the 23-24 season than it had been 1 year prior. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates has withdrawn the motion to vacate the conviction of Adnan Syed in the 1999 murder of his ex-girlfriend, Haemin Lee. In a statement, Bates says, after a thorough review of the motion filed by the previous administration, his office determined that it contains false and misleading statements that undermine the integrity of the judicial process. Bates says he did not make the decision likely, but it's necessary in order to preserve the credibility credibility of the office and maintain public trust in the justice system. New poll from UMBC's Institute of Politics finds that Wes Moore's approval rating is down slightly. He's still above 50%, but not by much. It's down from 54 to 52%. 54% is what he got in September. Former Baltimore City Council President Nick Mosby poised to become a member of the Maryland State Lottery and Gaming Control. Governor Wes Moore appointed Mosby to the commission that oversees lottery, casino, sports wagering operations, regulations, and contracts. And Mosby will be one of seven members of the board who serve a five-year term. And Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 23 other attorneys general in the, or across the country and asking the U.S. Supreme Court to act to protect a key provision of the Affordable Care Act. Coming up on 8:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Massathorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 727. Your pick 4, 3461. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We still have the long delays trying to come south through Rosedale and eventually come down into both the Harbor Tunnels. The backup in Rosedale is on 95 through the bridge at Chesico Avenue down to the split at the city-county line. And then you have the option, 95 to the Fort McHenry Tunnel or 895. They're both still backed up from earlier problems. 895, of course, is only two lanes southbound, so that is still very heavy from the city-county line and from Moravia Road. Tail end of the backup going through both the tunnels. 35 to 40-minute delay still there as we stand right now. Beltway, still some slowing, but at least the lanes are open on the Beltway. The wreck early this morning near the airport apparently is still there at Dorsey Road at Aviation Boulevard. And Route 29 southbound has a big delay starting at Maple Lawn at Route 216. The wreck is down at the bridge at the Patuxent River, and there's a multi-mile backup southbound through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our weather is mild, 10 to 15 degrees warmer than what you typically would see in late February. 62 the high today. Tomorrow, scattered showers, 64. Friday, sunny and cooler, 53 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the NFL Combine begins today in Indianapolis. Eric DaCosta at the podium yesterday saying the team will let the NFL's investigation on Justin Tucker continue and play out before any decisions are made. When asked about how active the Ravens would be in free agency, DaCosta offered.
You guys know the Ravens. I mean, you know, right player, right price. You know, we don't have a lot of cap room. We have Nick Mattio working tirelessly to find some space for we call it couch cushion coins. You know, like we're trying to find 50 grand here, 75 grand there in a couch cushion.
But Ravens reportedly $17 million under the cap at the moment. O's take on the Pirates under sunny skies in Bradenton, Florida this afternoon. Tomioki Sugano makes his Orioles debut. Yesterday in Sarasota, the Birds topped the Tigers 8-7 was the final. Kerstad a two-run shot. Charlie Morton pitched a shaky inning. Dean Kramer pitched a shaky two. Other O's news, closer Felix Bautista will throw at least two more live bullpen sessions before he makes his first Grapefruit League appearance. And the Birds will go with Grayson Rodriguez Thursday against the Blue Jays. and right-hander Zach Eflin Friday on the road against the Minnesota Twins. Caps continued their ride through the NHL last night at home, but the Flames got the better of them. 3-1 was the final. It was 2-0 in the second when the Caps went on the power play.
Strong, the conductor, comes cross ice for Carlson. Ovechkin scores!
Joe B with the call on Monumental, number 30 on the season for the grade 8, 883 on the career, 12 away from the all-time record. Big boy basketball tonight in College Park. 16th-ranked Maryland takes on number 8, Michigan State. NCAA tournament implications and Big Ten conference implications as well. Head coach Kevin Willard says his team is keenly aware.
I have not talked to them about the standings. They have talked about it themselves. This team has what I love most about coaching this team is that I do think that they have a sense of awareness of where they are and what's going on within the league.
The Spartans in Michigan tied atop the league with 3 losses. Maryland and Wisconsin tied for 3rd with 5. Top 4 get double byes in the conference tournament. And finally, former Lake Clifton High School basketball star and Georgetown University standout Kevin Braswell passed away on Monday. Cause of death was undisclosed. Braswell, a Baltimore native, was coaching in Japan at the time. At Lake Clifton, Braswell was a 3-time Baltimore Sun All-Metro selection. At Georgetown, Braswell started 128 games in a row, scoring 1,735 points and became the school's all-time leader in assists and steals. Kevin Braswell passes away at the age of 46. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It's 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. This week, the Maryland Family Institute released a new research brief, Gender Medical Interventions for Minors in Maryland, What the Data Show, to shed light on the alarming increase of gender-altering procedures performed on minor children in this state of Maryland. The brief was authored by Dr. James Kelly, a board-certified psychiatrist based in Maryland, and Congressman Andy Harris, a physician and obviously representative of Maryland's 1st Congressional District. And it raises serious concerns about the lifelong impact of these procedures on children and adolescents. Dr. Kelly joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline. Dr. Kelly, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thanks for being here. This research, when you read through it, is deeply troubling. What do you take away from the most important thing? I know there are many important facets of this brief, but what do you come away from reading this and conducting this research? What do you think is most alarming?
There are so many things that are very alarming. One key point would be that the state of Maryland is saying government knows best. Parents do not know what's best for their children, but the government knows best. And under the current situation in Maryland, the government has now taken away parent rights. And they've solidified it in two ways. So in June of 2023, Governor Moore issued an executive order that gives children the right to consent to life-changing, experimental, and dangerous procedures. And then we just passed a constitutional amendment in the last election, which put the governor's ideas into the Constitution. So currently in the state of Maryland, a child who can't get an aspirin or a vitamin from a school clinic without a parent's consent now has the power to go into a school clinic, talk about concerns about their gender, be shuttled into a treatment program and have castration, have his penis removed, genitals removed, testicles removed. Girls can get their breasts removed, and a parent may have no authority to stop it or to intervene or to rescue a child from a decision. And so the way it's written, even a child, first grade, who is having some concerns or anxiety about their body can get funneled into these systems, and the parents can be helpless to stop it.
Dr. Kelly, the implications of this are pretty scary. But at what age does this begin? At what age? You say even a first grader. So somebody has a kindergartner who's decided he wants to be a girl. Can this kindergartner make this?
No age limit. And the law and the constitutional amendment, it's the so-called Right to Reproductive Freedom Amendment, deliberately and specifically use the word individual. It didn't use the word adult. And when the opponents to this type of radical change in the law suggested amendments to limit it, say, to adults, they deliberately said no, because the plan all along was to include children. So there's no age limit or requirement at all in the state of Maryland.
That is outrageous. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Dr. James Kelly. More with Dr. Kelly in a moment on this new research brief exposing the disturbing prevalence of gender-altering procedures performed on Maryland minors.
In this state. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The heavy traffic still there. Problems earlier this morning coming into the city towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel started everything at that point. The wreck was at O'Donnell Street over 2 hours ago, and we still have not totally recovered. We're still backed up on 95 and 895, and that traffic continues to back up through Rosedale coming south. Very long delays moving, but really slow through the area. Beltway continues with the normal delays for the most part. The wreck at Dorsey Road at Aviation Boulevard, that's near the airport at BWI. And southbound Route 29 is still slow, leaving Columbia through Maple Lawn. The wreck is down near the Patuxent River Bridge, slowly improving, but still backed up way before we get to the ramp at Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says sunny and mild and 62 today. It's sunny at 46 in Reisterstown right now. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Dr. James Kelly. He's a board-certified psychiatrist. It's part of this new brief that's out regarding what is happening to the our minors. Our children are being mutilated in the state. And these are permanent and irreversible procedures that are being performed. And what stuck out to me in your brief, Doctor, is, and this is from the Stop the Harm database from the Do No Harm organization, nearly $2.5 million in insurance claims paid for over 300 minor children, adolescents to have these gender-altering procedures. Is this about the children, or is this about the money?
It's millions and millions of dollars, and it will grow. There are other states that are doing a similar arrangements, change in their law. Here's an interesting point. Maryland has the highest percentage of all the states that we've seen in our study, the highest percentage per capita of children getting these kinds of procedures. So the number was one child in every 450 minor children or adolescents in Maryland are getting some type of gender-altering intervention. That is higher per capita than California or New York, which are also very liberal states. So there, it's happening more in Maryland per capita so far, from what the statistics say, than anywhere else in the country.
Dr. Kelly, the implication that this is happening here more often, you would think this would have been front page above the fold from the very moment this story had been discovered. But it's not been. Why is that?
I think there's so many forces that want it to stay this way. There's so much money involved in it. There is a very powerful political agenda that has a lot of woke tendencies. It is part of the majority Democrat policy in most of the states and nationwide, and it gets blurred with this idea of prejudice or homophobia or discrimination, and these are unrelated issues, right? This is focusing on children. We're not today talking about adults. We're just talking about what's best for our children. And when the government has gotten involved, they're destroying parent rights. And in essence, they're saying, we know better. In the governor's executive order and then in this constitutional amendment, we're cutting parents out of the equation. And we're protecting doctors or therapists or other people from the parents and from the previous law.
Doctor, what role does the insurance companies play in all this? Just in the last couple of weeks, I had a relative that was denied a procedure because their insurance, the doctor didn't take their insurance. Or I had another person that wanted to get physical therapy and couldn't go to the place of their choice, had to drive another 25 minutes out of their way because of insurance. What role is insurance company? Insurance companies, by and large, are approving these kinds of permanent, irreversible procedures on children?
Excellent question. So whenever the insurance companies are required to cover a certain procedure, they find some other mechanism to restrict or to not cover other procedures. So Maryland requires, under the law, and insurance companies cover this. Medicare, Medicaid, so folks on welfare, folks that have other kinds of government-supported insurances are all required to do this. So what is going to happen is that other life-saving treatments or medications or procedures that previously were approved, the insurance companies are going to find some way to balance their budget, because this kind of gender-destroying treatments are now protected under the law.
Amazing.
They even have a protection under the law where you can traffic children in to Maryland, and Maryland will shield the parents or the states elsewhere from returning the children, or from giving information, or even participating in information gathering.
Wait a minute. So I want to make sure we're clear on that. So somebody can take another a child from another state where it's not legal, without the parents' consent, without their knowledge, bring that child to Maryland and have these procedures performed?
I want to refer you to the executive order dated June 5, 2003, from Governor Westmore, page 4, item C, and they're talking about the state of Maryland not providing any information about a patient. Item 3, it says, including traveling to Maryland to obtain, provide, or receive or inquire about gender-affirming treatment.
All right, we're gonna look that up, and I'm sure you know what you're talking about. We're running short on time here, but Dr. Kelly, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thank you so much, sir.
I appreciate this research brief, and people can find it at MarylandFamily.org or StopTheHarmDatabase.com. And Dr. Kelly, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
850 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 at 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
8:53 Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680. As you are heading to work this morning, Chuck Whitaker has traffic and weather. Good morning, Chuck.
Yeah, some of you are probably still sitting there thinking, when am I going to get to work? This backup has been here since, I think that wreck occurred right around 7 o'clock this morning, southbound 95 at O'Donnell Street. That's long since been gone. Backed us up because we get the overflow traffic, 895, which is only two lanes, that backed up to Moravia Road. Then in turn, both backed up to the city-county line. Still looking at 95 here at the Chesico Avenue Bridge. That's in Rosedale. 95 is still backed up, almost back to the Beltway. So all of this traffic still has to come through Rosedale, get through both the harbor tunnels, and work their way south eventually to the south side of the city. I would still suspect at this point, if you're in the tail end of this backup, 45 minutes to an hour for the traffic coming through that area. The other big delay right now is southbound Route 29 at Maple Lawn. The wreck is down at the Patuxent River Bridge. Multi-mile backup continues there on 29 southbound. You can move over and use I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, just to confirm what Dr. Kelly was saying, Westmore did sign that executive order, meaning that you can take somebody else's child without their parents' consent and bring them to Maryland if they want to transition and mutilate them with gender-affirming care. He signed that in June of 2023.
Yeah, so. Welcome to Lawsuit City, USA. You do that to somebody else's kid out of state, man.
Sunny and 62 today. That is our weather forecast from the Weather Channel. Right now we're at 43 in sunny skies in Stevensville, 47 in Ellicott City. Kim Klasick live coming up next here this morning. Morning, Kim.
Morning, Kim. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we are okay.
Yeah, a lot to discuss today.
Yeah there
this
is.
This is crazy. I will have Senator Justin Reedy on this morning around 9:35 a.m. We're talking about Senate Bill 258. Not sure if you guys saw this, but the fee for fishing license is going up dramatically. Now, Senator Justin Reedy said he did expect to see an increase, but not to the percentage and the way that they're pushing this through. I mean, they're trying to tax and fee quite literally everything almost double at this point to try to fill some of these gaps with the budget.
Yeah, I heard your interview the other day with the owner of Free State Arms.
Yeah.
And talking about them wanting to place an incredible tax on ammunition and firearms.
Yep.
It's like doubling or whatever.
Yep.
And what other right that's delineated in the Constitution is taxed?
Yeah.
None. Which actually raises an interesting constitutional question, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. I mean, look, if I was a fisher or a hunter, I don't know if I would live in Maryland at all. You know, this is another way to push more people out of the state. Stephen A. Smith, he sat down with Hakeem Jeffries. It went as well as expected. I mean, Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, I think he's overhyped, I think. Mm. You know, kind of like Wes Moore, in my view.
Yes.
Not a ton of substance or depth, but he's there.
Our nickname for Hakeem is Dollar Store Obama.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That's pretty accurate right there. So, yeah, but he sat down. I do have the audio for it. But Stephen A. Smith, his revelation from this interview was that the Democrat Party still doesn't get it, and he believes that they don't have a future here heading into 2026 or 2028.
Not until they have a program that they can sell to the American people.
Yeah.
Apparently Stephen A. doesn't either. He recently polled at 1%.
1%.
Yeah. In the Democrat poll preference.
Okay.
That's better than Kamala did when she ran.
That's actually not bad. Isn't it better than Valley?
Yes.
That's not bad at all.
One of the greatest pictures of all time was New York Times. There's a picture of Hillary and Bernie and O'Malley, and the caption was, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders debate the issues with an unknown man.
Oh my gosh. I can see that. And then also finally, Congressman Byron Donalds, as everybody knows, he made the big announcement that he is running for governor. But what does that mean for the House and votes? Because we have such a slim majority. This is kind of where I agreed with Governor Ron DeSantis to not announce so early, because now he's going to be really on the campaign trail, and I just hope that he doesn't miss any votes.
They'll have to, for major votes. I mean, the next big one coming is obviously the continuing resolution.
Right, the budget, yeah.
In the Ides of March. But, it's not till 26, so he'll be a lot of votes between now and 26. And sure, he'll have to campaign, but...
Yeah.
And Ron's pushing his wife, Casey.
Oh, which is a mess. You know.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right.
She doesn't have a shot, in my view, but... Right. It is what it is.
Until that's decided, Brian Donald's not going to get any support from DeSantis. You can count on that.
Yeah.
As long as Casey's in the race.
Former Congressman Matt Gaetz pointed out on X that Ron DeSantis has a short memory because they helped Ron campaign Byron Donalds, Matt Gaetz, and Trump. And so Matt Gaetz is a little upset that he's turning his back on Byron.
Yeah.
And this, have you heard the Corey Mills story?
I have. I'm going to mention it today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's something that doesn't add up in the story, and I wanted to...
I wish it was in Corey's favor, but I don't think it is.
Oh.
I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
I'll talk about it.
All right.
Okay.
That's what we've come to expect from Kim.
Yeah.
You're going to get the blunt truth.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
And I don't like it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
By good fortune, fishing for compliments, the license hasn't gone up. Because that's what most of us spend about our time doing.
Yes.
You know, hoping somehow. But if the license on that gets more expensive, then we're all out of here.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Ralph Norman, Congressman, a real brief comment before we head out here. He says, you know what, let's one more time take a look at a continuing issue. Is 5 bullet points really that big an ask?
You know, if you look at this, there are roughly 3 million federal workers. The price tag that the taxpayers pay is right at $271 billion a year. Is it too much to ask for them to verify why they're making an average salary of $106,000 a year?
$106,000 a year. Is it too much to ask somebody who's pulling down that kind of money? What 5 things do you think you worked on this last week? And if you come up with the answer, oh, yes, that's too much to ask, my bet is you're a federal worker.
Don't forget, Pass the Morning Drive, available at WCBM.com, our Rumble page, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.